Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Check 1 2. Testing 1 2.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
Check.
do.
Hello? Motherfucking J-O! What's happening, everybody? Hey, hey, hey. It's Vince in the motherfucking Bay. Aw, yeah. We are back with yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It is Friday, October 4th, 2013. Of course, that's Free Ball Friday, October 4th, 2013. I'd like to give big ups to my early chit-chatters in the chit-chat room. Actions, Beccalina, Chef Bone RD, City of Flint, Green Eyes 66, Revolution Radio Rover. Is that puppy? Is that porno puppy? Is that his new thing? Okay. Moving on, Samantha Kelsey. Hey, Samantha. Sick girl in the house. TBDS, or TBD5. I don't know. That sounds like a venereal disease to me. I hope you get that checked out. Tom Clancy Rainbow something or other. Tom Clancy's Rainbow 6 Feet Under. Okay. Welcome, Tom. And we also have Ooh Has Bogger. Welcome back, Ooh Has Bogger. Okie dokily. How we doing, people? It's Friday night. It's Free Ball Friday. You're not supposed to be wearing underpants, right? That's the drill here. Everybody knows it by now. It's called Free Ball Friday for a reason. You participate in the program sans underwear. That means you too, ladies. You're going commando for me. It's Friday. Let's let loose. A lot of you, this is the start of your weekend. Fucking, you know, you're getting wasted. Fuck yeah. Others of you, unemployed. So you're getting wasted. Fuck yeah, man. It's just Friday. It's just another day. And some of those furloughed employees from the government. Oh, sorry. Let me get this straight. The furloughed employees of the United States government that is, quote, shut down. Let me get this straight. They're still working, but they're not getting paid for it. They're working for free. Is that what I'm understanding? Is that what furlough means? Or they're just temporarily laid off? I'm not sure about how that works. But I mean, whatever. If you're a furloughed employee, call in. Tell me what the deal is. Anyway, did I not get through the entire, I said hello to everybody in the chat room. What's going on in the chat? I'm sorry. I guess I'll defer to the chat room. Action says I'm furloughed. Really? Actions, do you mind calling in and telling us about it? What's it like to be furloughed? You know, what I don't get is, I mean, we're getting to the point where there's probably more government employees, whether it be federal, state, or local, than there are private employees. And of those private employees, a lot of those employees are working for corporations, which essentially work with the government, hence fascism, hence the underlying theme of my show is the acceptance and embracement of fascism. As you know, I'm a fascist, an avowed fascist. I mean, we live in a fascist country. Let's acknowledge that. If you're a fascist, call yourself a fascist. That's what I do. It's not such a bad thing. I mean, shit. You know, fascism here in America looks a lot better than whatever the fuck they got going on in Somalia. So I'll take fascist USA any day. What else is going on, dudes? I got a shit ton of people on my switchboard, a lot of callers, but nobody with the hands up. If maybe you're a first-time caller, or maybe you just aren't aware of this, but if you would like to join join me on the air here, you have to press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will put you in the queue, so to speak. And here we go. We got some hands up now. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's just do it. Let's start it. It's Friday. We're free balling. It's just sort of if you're not familiar with the Friday show, is usually just open lines, free form. You call in whatever you want to talk about. You dictate the conversation. We're going to start it off. I'm going unscreened here. Unscreened. Area code 90980. You're on the air. What's going on?
Yo, it's Luke.
Yo, Luke. What up, brah?
Nothing. I just called it. I can't believe I'm first. It makes me feel honored.
Well, I don't know if you were technically first. There's like 6 people on the line right now, and when I said, hey, press 1 if you want to talk, you and a couple other people put their hand up. You just were just quicker to the button. I don't know. You might have technically called.
Shoot me down.
No, it's cool, dude. It's first come, first serve. It's first come, first serve, dude. You got the floor. What's on your mind tonight?
You know what's on my mind? I actually had a question for you about last, I don't know if it was last week. We talked about Silk Road for a little bit. And I had a question I forgot to ask. Do you think that some other website is just going to come in and take over what they were doing?
Absolutely, yes. And I think somebody said that at some point, that it's just going to open it up. And then the next day, was it you that sent me a link to another similar site that got taken down around the same time?
Yeah, I sent you that one about Atlantis.
Atlantis, right. So, yeah, maybe they're just it's just a mass crackdown right now. I don't know.
Yeah, and
like I said, I'm on the fence about this myself. Because I the hitman thing, like, that bothers me, obviously. I'm not comfortable with a shady website out there openly advertising hitmen. I'd rather get my hitmen the old-fashioned way by calling my cousin Leo.
Yeah, the hitmen, when I was, I told you I kind of looked at the site a little bit, that was kind of scary, that was actually a thing. I never really believed anyone.
Yeah, all the other contraband, I'm cool with pretty much. Like guns, sure, you can get guns on the open market. Why not get it on the black market? Maybe you can get it cheaper. You know, there's regulation issues because you don't know what you're getting. But for, you know, I lived here in California. I grew up in California, lived here my whole life. And I grew up, when originally marijuana was not legal at all. And then I grew up to see it become legalized for medical use. And I got to tell you, the stuff that was available before they created the dispensaries out here, the stuff you would get on the street, it was like a crapshoot. It was hit and miss. And, sometimes you'd find something good, you'd get a good connection, and, you'd have a solid connection for a while, and then it would go away, and then sometimes you would be so desperate you'd have to go on the street and ask for it, and you get like end up getting dirt weed or like, you know, stuff that's underweight and stuff. And so, you know, and you always hear horror stories about, oh, dude, this shit's laced, bro. It's laced for PCP, bro. You know, and I don't remember much of that, but it was hit and miss back then. But there still was good product back then, is what I'm saying. And that is what I think of as the equivalent of these black market sites, these black sites. It's like, dude, I think you're rolling the dice even more. But you know, you could. But the thing is that the thing I feel that differentiates these sites is the contraband that is harder to find by just walking down the street, you know, like hitmen.
Yeah.
So stuff like that, you know, to me, I'm conflicted on that. But I don't know. I mean, it's a case now. This guy's, already been arraigned, and he's going to go to trial, I guess. I bet you he pleads guilty and just doesn't even take it to trial, but, it'll be interesting. You know, like I said, I more and more, I just, my show's become sort of like a cybercrime show, and we just kind of talk about all the latest cyber criminals. And in this guy's a cyber, yeah, this guy's another version of a cyber criminal, and we'll see how it plays out.
That's close at home for you, right?
Yeah, I am technically a cyber criminal. Yes.
I meant in the way of this is all happening close to you, like geological location.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. Absolutely. It's physically, it's closer to me. It's right in my backyard. Silicon Valley is where a lot of this stuff plays out, like the PayPal 14. You know, that's happening is happening in the San Jose District Court, because that's where PayPal's offices are. But they've been having deliberations on a settlement in San Francisco at the San Francisco Federal Court, which I think is kind of weird. But what kind of tripped me out is when they initially got indicted, the judge whose name was on their indictment was the judge who was the judge on my case that I pled guilty to. It was the courtroom that they got arraigned in was the same courtroom I went to that I was in for my case.
You went to court.
Oh, I went to court to plead guilty. That was it. Whatchamacallit? Yeah, and my public defender was in the audience too. It was a packed house actually for that arraignment of the PayPal 14, and I sat next to my fucking, because I had just been in that office, that court. Oh man, what was it, a year earlier, 2009, whatever. And and sure enough, I'm sitting there, and of course there's all these lawyers, most of them public defenders, district attorneys, stuff like that. Well, not district attorneys, they'd be federal attorneys. A lot of them were just kind of like in the gallery, just kind of like, you know, they were curious, like, oh, this is like the first big anonymous case. Interesting, it's happening. You know, that they were kind of like, you know, because they see their colleague up there prosecuting, you know, representing the prosecution. So they're kind of like, you know, they're basically his cheering section. Whatever. It's a lot of this. It does happen here in the Bay Area. A lot of it plays out like this one we're talking about with Silk Road. It's going to be in San Francisco. So
yeah.
I have the ability to attend these court appearances.
Do you think you will?
As my schedule allows, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
You'd have cool stories to tell.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I mean, I've talked a lot about I did a blog on the PayPal 14 at their arraignment hearing. And I've had various members of them on my show, and I've talked about it a lot, and that day in general, it was that day, I think, for me, that day was the day I felt Like, was the pinnacle of my, I want to say, relationship with Anonymous? Because at the time I was doing, like, that summer was like right after right after Lulzsec was going on, finished their thing, and shit was popping off, and I was covering, Operation Bart again happened in my backyard, so I participated in that. And that really turned me on, Operation BART, because it was like, it was boots on the ground, it's people wearing masks. It felt like it was fucking Halloween, which is almost like, it's not that crazy for San Francisco, to be honest. Like, people shouldn't be freaking out in San Francisco with about, a couple hundred people walking down the street with masks, but the press ate it up, and I was just mesmerized. Prior to that, Anonymous, I knew about them, and I kind of was like paying attention to them and stuff. I vaguely remember the Scientology stuff, but it wasn't until they hit my backyard that they really got on my radar. And so I participated, and I went into these chat rooms and met a lot of them and networked, and they would come on my show, and we would talk about, the protest that day, and we do like a protest wrap up the next day or the next night or whatever, or a preview. For about a month there straight, it was just, Anonymous was just like, I was like totally into it. I mean, I wasn't acting as if I was Anonymous. I was just me, Vince in the Bay doing my thing in the Bay, and it just happens. Oh, hey, Anonymous is here. This is kind of fun. It felt like. Because, here in the Bay Area, we do protests it's every fucking day, okay? It's a new fucking thing. You name it. You name the cause, we've got protests for it, right? So it's kind of like, all right, oh, another protest. Who gives a fuck? But this one was like, wait a second, there's masks involved? There's like, wait, there's costumes involved in this? Okay, got my attention now. Wait a second, defacing websites and shit as part of this? Holy shit, dude, this is fucking crazy. What the hell are these kids doing? And so I just, I was fascinated by it. And then I found out about all the, and I got more into the hacker shit. And, I think after I was convicted as a cyber criminal, I think if I had not been convicted as a cyber criminal, if I had never done the offense I did, I don't think I'd have this show. It wouldn't exist. Or if it did, it wouldn't exist in this form. Because it wasn't until I became a cyber criminal that I was kind of curious about, got curious about this. I'm like, what the fuck is this new, tribe I've been, thrust into, sort of, Like,
yeah.
Who these other cyber criminals? Because, my name's popping up in Reuters articles with that are about, like, in the same article with Lulzsec and the Sony hacks and all this stuff. They throw my name in there. And I'm like, wait a second. Wait, who are you lumping me in with here, you fucking dickheads? So I actually have probably the person I have most to thank for the content of my show is probably that Reuters court reporter that put my name in his article. If it hadn't been for him, I don't think my show would have calmed down, or I'd be on this certain path right here.
Well, thank God for him.
Dude, at first I wasn't thanking God for him. First I wanted to fucking rip his throat out. Seriously, I went into a deep, deep depression after that. Like, I thought my life was over. I thought I would never get a job ever again. I thought I'd just be fucked. And it really fucked. And now looking back, it was a misdemeanor. I didn't even go to jail. I just had probation. It was not the end of the world by any means. But, emotionally and mentally for me, it felt like it was for a long time. And I tried to get that guy on my show too. I kept tweeting him. I was like, hey, I'd love to talk about cybercrime with you. You want to call in? And he never got back to me. So I don't know. Maybe I'll try him again.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, Luke, what else? You got anything else for me?
I do have one more thing I'd like to talk about. You probably heard about it with this new iPhone 5S that is getting so much hype, or everyone's buying it right now, or a ton of people are at least. This new fingerprint sensor, I know a lot of people have been talking about Apple handing it off to the NSA, and I just wanted to know your thoughts on that, if thought they might be.
I hadn't thought about that. That doesn't surprise me. Hell yeah, of course they're going to give that shit to the NSA, just like they give everything else. It's all bundled and fucking sent away. Yeah. I'm not getting one of those phones. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm keeping my old crappy Nokia brick, dude. It's plastic. It's got a broken screen, but there is a flashlight. It does have a flashlight. And it makes it dials out and receives phone calls.
Sounds like all you need.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It has buttons, too.
Oh, but that's a...
Fucking
that's a
buttons, problem. Dude. Remember buttons?
Damn.
Old school,
yeah,
bro.
I've got one button.
All right, dude. Well, thanks for calling, Luke. I appreciate it, man. I'm going to get...
Thanks for having me.
People. Yeah, cool. All right, let's see who we got here. Unscreened, area code 916. You're on the air.
It's Manticorn, bro. What's up?
Manticorn. What the fuck are you doing here, dude?
Dude, I'm fucking pissed off at you, bro. You blew me off.
Whatever, you fucking clopper.
Then you blew me off, bro.
Trust me, dude. I don't trust you, asshole. You stole my badge. Of course I'm not going to go meet you.
Were your headlights really on all night? Because, I mean, if they are, that's just completely fucking stupid.
Yeah, they were. No, dude, seriously, my car fucking, I left it with the lights on all night.
Isn't San Francisco the city of brotherly love or some faggoty shit like that?
Oh, that's fucking Philadelphia, dude.
Oh, I don't know. All these faggot-ass cities. Atlanta's the only one that matters. Anyways, I'm going to weigh in on the Silk Road thing real quick.
How about those Braves, dude?
Oh, my God. Let's talk about the Falcons. They're getting their fucking asses whipped. Jesus Christ. Bunch of fucking niggers need to fucking catch that fucking ball. Exactly.
Hey. Don't say ball on my show.
Don't be what?
I said, hey, don't say that word on my show. Don't say ball. This is free ball.
It's fucking
Friday.
Free ball Friday, dude. Oh, my God.
Wait a second. You're right. It is.
And I'm sober. I'm completely sober. I have no fireball. I left my fireball somewhere.
I forgot, dude. I was going to say, hey, you can only say that on Free Ball Friday, but it is Free Ball Friday. My bad. You know what I do? I put myself on timeout for that. How about that? How about Manicorn and Luke, uncensored, uncut for the next 2 minutes? Let me give myself the whistle.
All right, Vegas, this is what's going on. The hottest fucking group in the fucking internet now is now age.
Okay, dude, you didn't even let me give myself 2 minutes, bro. So before I give myself 2 minutes, I should give Manicorn 2 minutes for talking before I finished. But I'm not. Vincent the Bay, 2 minutes for forgetting what day it is. Okay, Manicorn, you're back.
I'm unmuted, yes. Very nice of you. Do we have our 2 minutes? Hi, Luke, how are you?
I'm
That's
doing good,
weird.
How are you?
I'm sober. Anyways, this is what we're going to run our mouth about for 2 minutes. Everybody's heard of UG Nazi, right? The underground Nazis. Now there's a new group around, the AG Nazis. That's right, above ground fucking Nazis. Floating around in the fucking interwebs, just doing funny things. AG Nazi is the way to go. Completely badass Nazis. Well, none of those little sad little Hitler memes. I mean, who wants to be a sad Hitler? Be a badass Hitler. Right?
Yeah, I'm not following you on this one.
I'm sorry, repeat the question.
You know,
I don't think there was a question.
Has anybody heard of UG Nazi? Anybody at all? No?
I have. I'm on timeout, but I have. Yes. Go ahead. Tell us about UG Nazi, though.
there were these group of guys that went and wrecked shit, and now they're all facing serious federal indictments. Very, very bad shit.
Indictments for what? I heard Josh the God got picked up.
Yeah, they all got picked up. Fucking sucks, man. A bunch of fucking kids. They could have done so much better.
Agreed.
Anyway, that brings us back into the point. Somebody tweeted before you keep going, because I want to hear about this. Somebody tweeted that Josh the God, like a DDoSed tiny chap from jail. Is that true?
I don't know. I mean, if he did, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It'd be funny as fuck if he did.
Yeah.
But anyway, so back to getting popped. That leads me back to Tor, just really quick. Tor was developed by the fucking Navy with funds from DARPA. Y'all know what DARPA is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They develop all, like, you know, the really, really cutting edge, bleeding edge of technology from the government.
DARPA was what was our response to the Sputnik incident. When Russia beat us to space, the U.S. said, all right, dudes, we need to start getting on the ball. Fuck Ruskies are getting ahead of us. And that's when they formed DARPA, which
fucking
eventually
communists.
Developed.
Why don't they teach us this shit in school?
Because you have the internet. Why would you even need to go to school, dude? Are you trying to be molded into a drone? I don't want to be a drone.
At the age of 15, I don't have a choice.
You have the internet, though, dude. Fucking come up, some of the UG Nazi guys, some of the baddest guys fucking wrecking shit on the internet were 15, 16, 17, bro. When I was 14, I was using a tool called Back Orifice to own my fucking school. Back when my old skid days.
How'd that work out?
Dude, you haven't, I never got caught. I did really good for myself. You have it so lucky, dude. I remember when I got my first 512K DSL line. What do you have now, like a 100 meg pipe going into your house?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have it lucky now, dude. Get on some forums, read up.
Manicorn has pipe envy. He envies your pipe, Luke.
I have a 100 meg pipe.
Everyone.
I don't know, but I wouldn't go that far. Anyways, back to Tor. Tor has been compromised for the longest. The feds have been sniffing around exit nodes like a motherfucker. They map the whole fucking network. And I'm willing to bet money that at least half of the nodes that are based in the United States, especially someone like the Eastern Seaboard, were ran by them. When you run a node, you can see all the fucking traffic, right? And then we have this other aspect.
Oh, yeah, why wouldn't the government jump in there? Why not?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's not really that hard to host a node.
It's kind of open source, so people can just, anybody can jump in. The FBI, the CIA,
exactly.
The NSA.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, all necessities.
Plus the way that they're like, without getting too technical, how to phrase it, the way the packets are sent over the internet, it's sort of like you're tagged as a Tor user in a certain way. And since they have access to the backbones and shit, it's really easy to track you. And technically, like, all the packets are supposed to look the same. But when you have, like, root access to, like, the backbone of the internet, you can do whatever the fuck you want to. And who's going to say no to the federal government? Well, the Lava Bit guy did. Let's talk about that shit. That guy is a fucking badass. Have y'all heard about
that?
Say that again?
Lava Bit. The founder and owner of Lava Bit. The guy that was hosting Edward Snowden's email.
Yeah,
oh, what about?
I read about that.
Okay, so the feds sent him a subpoena saying, you know, you got to give out your crypto keys. He's like, no, fuck you guys. I'm not going to give you a goddamn thing. Suck my fucking dick. They're like, oh, we haven't heard this shit before. So, you know, the little federal minions go to the bigger federal minions and get a fucking judgment against them or whatever the hell it is in federal court. And they levy $5,000 a day against his company for every day he doesn't give him the keys. So he gets this letter in the mail. He's like, huh. That's not nice. Well, fuck it. We're just going to shut down then. How about that shit? That is, like, one of the baddest things to come out of the Snowden thing. It doesn't even get played up that much. This guy had the fucking balls to shut down his baby, his fucking company, his bread and butter. He shut his company down other than selling out.
Yeah, bravo. That's pretty awesome. Good for him.
He's a true hero for that.
Yeah, by the time someone says no.
Well, I mean, seriously, if you think Microsoft, Apple, and Google got together and said we're not giving you any more data, what the fuck do you think the government would do?
You know what pisses me off? Have you guys read that article about Obama?
What government? It's closed, isn't it?
Well, the NSA's still humming along,
dude. Because he met for a new credit line while the government is shut down, and he broke some law from, like, 1870.
So you're telling me if President Obama broke a law?
Yeah, and no one's looking at it.
Dude, you're so racist.
Where have you been, dude? He's violated the Constitution so many times. He's a half-breed. He's not even a full nigger, dude. Come on now. It's not even about that. He's violated the Constitution in so many ways. I mean, all politicians do. You think the Republicans or Democrats are different in any way? They play fucking golf together. They fuck us all.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like,
anyway.
This was very open and obvious and, like, ugh. No one fucking thinks twice about it.
Well, you have to remember that the majority of Americans are stupid and believe whatever they hear on CNN. CNN's in the pocket of the Democrats. Right?
Yep.
Exactly.
It's like a year ago I didn't even think about this shit, and now, ugh.
Well, in 3 years when you can vote, it's very important to go vote, in my opinion. Vote for the Libertarians. Gary Johnson's the fucking man. He's the only presidential candidate in the history of America to go crowd surfing at one of his rallies. How legit is that?
I like Gary Johnson, too, but is he gay?
No. Dude, he is white.
Dude,
he's like the perfect family.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. My gaydar is kind of going crazy on Gary Johnson.
Dude, even if he is gay, I don't give a fuck. He's a Libertarian. Do you have a problem with the gays?
No, dude. I live in the Bay, so I can call him like I see him, dude. And I'm telling you, dude, he's fucking homo.
You may be. I don't give two shits either way.
I don't either.
I voted for him.
That's who I voted for president last year.
Me too. What a coincidence. We actually have something in common. I'm fucking shocked. Anywho,
yeah,
I'm going to jump off. Y'all have a good night. I'm going to go take some shots and go to bed. One last thing, my girl Elliot, honey, I love you. See you soon.
All right, everybody, there he goes. The unicorn.
See you later, Vince.
All right, man. Peace out, bro. Is the number. It's Vince in the Bay. We're going to go back to the phone lines, and we got Unbreakable Crypto on the Skype line. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to make a remark about the tour thing. Firstly, it's not that big of an issue since it was only half of the sites. I'm still not going to say that you should go and get on there and start hacking up a bunch of shit, but it's still useful-ish if you want to go and get around the Great Firewall of China so you can go and look in some prawns, but it's not as broken as everybody thinks, and a decent amount of the English ones or the American ones, too, are from U.S. Navy little HUDs, I guess, or hubs, whatever you want to call them, because it was a U.S. Navy project. So while, yes, the government does have the ability to, I guess, own them root-wise, they're not going to be able to see much unless they're cracking every single crypto key that's been used to go and encrypt the traffic.
And let's face it, these guys are going for big fish.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to care about somebody running a 2007, 2008, 2009 exploit. They're looking for ODAs and people who are, using botnets that are above 2,000 bots, easy. I'm not talking about some Dark Comet botnet that you used iCryptor on to go and whatever. They're looking for people who are doing some legit shit.
Right. So this is my thoughts. I think Tor is just another level of security. It can help the everyday person by, protecting them from phishing hacks or what is it when they send you a site so they can kind of dupe you into logging your IP.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That was the same thing the feds did, but there's a couple of actually legit websites that you send out the link, and then it sends you an email. This person at this time clicked it, and here's their IP. We use geolocations to go and grab it. This is the town where their ISP server is.
Damn it, somebody's always ahead of the game.
That shit's been around since like 2K8. Step up your game, my nigga.
I'm trying to, dude. See, I came on the scene in 2009, dude. I wanted to be a filmmaker until I became a cyber criminal and started getting into this shit. So I'm still getting.
Well, first rule of thumb is you don't admit that you're a cyber criminal. You just refer to yourself as a security professional or a computer security enthusiast or something.
No, because I'm not any of those. I'm not a hacker. I'm a programmer.
OPSEC.
I know what you're saying, dude. I you know why I say it? Because it's so fucking ridiculous that I'm a cyber criminal. Seriously,
well,
I couldn't hack my way out of my fucking underpants. That's why I don't wear them.
I mean, really?
Not a skitty. I'm not a hacker. I'm not any of that shit. You just don't know my backstory. You know, I went to film school. I do video. I do audio. I do all kinds of production shit. You know, I just love media, and I do this podcast, you know, as a hobby, because, you know, I used to do college radio and stuff, and it's fun. And every night it's a different topic, but over the course of the last couple of years, it's deviated into cybercrime, and I find it fascinating, and I love covering it and having people come on like you who know shit and break it down. So I'm kind of like just the curious everyday Joe Schmo who doesn't really know what's up but is paying attention.
At least you're trying. At least you're paying attention, because everybody else just goes and says, install updates on Patch Tuesday. Okay, I'm going to do whatever you say, Microsoft.
Okay, let's just put it this way. Let's just put it this way. I'm not a fucking geek, all right?
You're not top of the list, but you're not bottom of it either. You at least know something. You are not some, you know, cross-eyed, buck-toothed, sister-fucking-whatever who goes and uses a computer just because you can go and view your bestiality porn or whatever you want, so...
Oh, I do that too, but
yeah. But that's the main reason why people have computers,
enough.
Because
okay, let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. I know
some taxes and
I've learned enough to know how to more or less keep myself secure online. You know, I know it's not perfect. I know it's I understand that it's, you know, nothing is 100% secure anywhere. Everything can be decoded.
Crypto.
Yeah, there's just layers of security. And there's just simple tools out there like Tor that some person, like some, you know, soccer mom at home who wants to do some online shopping and, you know, is cruising around on the internet, you know, looking at fucking Louis Vuitton bags and shit, and gets hit with some, you know, and somebody sends her something on her Facebook. And they're trying to like lock her IP, you know. At least if she has, you know, hopefully her 15-year-old kid will hook her up with a Tor browser and like make sure his mom is you know protected from low level idiots, you know.
Yeah, but you're not going to catch everything. Yes, but at least most of the low level idiots do stuff you can track.
Yeah.
But seriously, just, let's see, I think the proper way to do it is you go from VPN to Tor, or Tor to VPN, I forget which one, but basically if you have crypto underneath it and then you go through Tor, even if they are doing the deep packet inspection stuff on Tor, and if your ISP is doing it too, they still can't really tell, and all they'll see is, oh, it's 128-bit AES or RSA 1048 or something like that. Or whatever they use.
I have no idea. Just said.
The bigger bit after the encryption, whatever, is, in layman's terms, it's the better one in most cases. But it also depends on your encryption in the first place. But basically, encryption, firewall, and a couple of other things, and you should be fine online. You can still use Tor for whatever you need to do, just don't enable JavaScript and you should be okay. I mean, that's the main rule of thumb. Don't enable JavaScript. I mean,
how do you feel, can I ask you a question? Hang on. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
unrelated. How do you feel about ninjas?
Ninjas are ninjas. Everybody's supposed to be a ninja. I like ninjas.
Well, there's a certain group of ninjas on Twitter that I don't like.
Okay. Well,
I guess you're not elaborate.
Yeah, I get what you're trying to say, but...
I guess you guys just aren't familiar with this ragtag crew of miscreants and ne'er-do-wells. They all... You know that cartoon or video game? I think it's a video game called Ninja Town. Have you heard of that? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Have you guys heard of the video game Ninja Town?
I've heard it, but I never really looked into it because there's...
All right. Yeah. Well, these kids, they take their avatars from, you know, the different characters in this ninja game, and they call themselves, you know, different names. It's usually my something ninja. So there's like my white ninja, my black ninja, my
that's
ADD.
Not a ninja, it's a nigga. But that's
there's probably my nigga ninja too.
Running around with a fro. Pool's closed, bitch.
What was the other one? My fed ninja is one of my favorites. there's all kinds. Just type my fed ninja or my white. Oh, actually, just type my white ninja and check out all her followers. They're crazy.
Wait, what is it?
My white ninja.
White ninja. That's... comics.
No, dude, bro. Sum it down.
I just typed in. Oh shit! Well, I spelled ninja wrong.
It's my white ninja.
All right, I'm on it.
Oh, you want to get on that? She's hot too, but she's very, very, very nasty, and she runs her minions. They sort of run this tyrannical network on Twitter that harasses people and steals their bacon. And I think they also steal. They embezzle, or they deal on the black market in Twizzlers. They have a Twizzlers underground.
Jesus Christ, you're trolling. Are you from Reddit by chance? Because the second that I heard you start mentioning bacon, I'm like, this guy has to be a Reddit fag.
No, I think. I never go to Reddit. I think Reddit's... Well, actually, I like the technology section of Reddit. That's the only thing I go to. I'm not signed up for anything. No, actually, I am anti-bacon. I have... if you search the hashtag anti-bacon sec, that's my crew.
And you are now on a watch list, my brother.
Perfect. No. Bring it on, dude. I'm looking for more allies. I had a guest on last week that I found out was totally against bacon, and she did a piece on bacon for our Russia Today, and it totally sort of crystallizes the more or less the stance that anti-bacon sec is taking on the proliferation of bacon memes on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of bacon arrow to the knee. That shit still goes around, and I get a slight urge to strangle people when I see them using arrow to the knee memes. I mean, a meme is supposed to stay online and within a small group of people. The second that you start taking these memes offline, and like, bacon, when does the narwhal bacon, is I think whatever the Reddit fags are. Yeah. When people start saying that in public, it's like, if I mention I'm a 4chan or something, I'm immediately banned, or they're going to try and pop off some random meme and they're going to think they're edgy, funny, or cool. Okay, I'm kind of with you on this whole entire anti-bacon proliferation thing. It's
excellent.
Really,
I would love to have you as an ally in my coalition under the anti-bacon sec banner. You're welcome to be a member in securing our internet from rabid bacon memes.
All right.
I will join you, my friend.
Hey, you guys, you want to join the alliance too, Luke?
Yes.
Luke is it's so appropriate. His name's Luke too. It's like the young podling. What do they call him in Star Wars? The
Padawan. Padawan Jedi.
Yeah. Young Padawan Luke, one day you will rule the anti-bacon sec empire. We will begin your grooming for your position now. Remember, always remember, rule number one, my white ninja is the enemy. Do not be seduced by the dark side.
Never.
Now, okay, guys, so that being said, I'm going to bring on somebody
just
now.
The dark side gives you bad morning after breath.
Okay.
Talk
so
about having
not,
sex with a black woman.
All right. I'm going to bring on somebody that I believe is pro-bacon. And she can be pretty nasty herself. She's not a ninja, but I believe she's pro-ninja and pro-bacon. So without any further ado, I'm going to bring on the beautiful, the lovely, the talented, and the very, very, very lovely Jewess, Miss Plus One. Welcome, Miss Plus One.
Good evening, Vince.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm cooking up this big hot pan of bacon, and I'm about to deliver it to Ninja Town. Do you know why, Vince?
Jew.
Because the ninjas will always be cooler than Vince in the Bay.
Why?
It's true.
Jew. I mean, obviously, she's buying kosher bacon. She's a Jew.
Hang on a second.
Let's
give her
going. Have you ever even been to Ninja Town?
Yes, I have. I took
No, you haven't. You've sent your spies and your agents, but you've never been to Ninja Town. You don't know what kind of beautiful, amazing place it is that you're trying to destroy. It's disgusting. I'd rather watch somebody self-immolate than listen to you fucking bash the ninjas for one more second.
All right, it's on. You know, my white ninja, I know you sent Plus One here to be a surrogate, and it's not working, okay? You're not going to dupe. Look, it's obvious. I'm capturing the hearts and minds slowly but surely on the internet. And bacon, the bacon memes will come to an end.
Independent agent, Plus One, and the ninjas are growing every day. I keep a really close eye on them, and they're not to be fucked with. You know, they might seem cute, but then when shit goes down, they're right in it, always stirring it up.
Okay, guys, I want to bring it back. You know, we got to do something about this. Luckily, not only have I just acquired you two guys, but I've formed an alliance with pirates. Pirates are the ninjas' natural enemy.
Yar.
So they were on board first. They've secured the seas. We've pretty much got
7 proxies.
Yeah, they have all the Ninja Town ports blockaded. We then recently acquired some Viking support. There's this guy named Technological Viking, and he lended a couple of his vessels, and so we pretty much
tell them about the bronies, Vince. Tell them about how you reached out to the fucking dirty bronies.
Look.
In order to find a coalition of the willing for your war on ninjas, that's fucking disgusting.
Yes, I admit. I have bronies. I have made a temporary truce with the bronies, in order to fight this war. It's actually a couple of
legit horse fuckers. I'll tell you that. I mean, Pinkie Pie, he's actually a pretty good hacker, and he's a horse fucker. And
it's not about horses, it's about cartoon horses.
Ma'am, okay, let me just let you get in the know on this one. Pony fags, like me, like to also say that we're horse fuckers as a joke because it pisses people off, A. B, it also pisses off the ones who go and defend the rules of ponydom by the last little scraggly hair on their neck beard. We honestly...
Sure, but you know, a hot guy in pony chaps is way different than a fucking cartoon pony with a wide open pussy. It's just gross. It's just gross. It's just little kid things. It's just pedo things that are turned into sex, and that's gross. Now, if a grown man wants to put on a pony costume, I will look at his pictures. You know? Totally different.
No.
By the way, you can get in contact with Plus One on OKCupid.com.
You should drop her docs.
Somebody should drop my docs. Make sure to include my best nudes and all my nudes.
Dude, who wants to see your nudes? I would probably vomit.
You know what? I don't drop docs. I honestly, I'm not a fan of that. Dude. I drop pipe. I lay motherfucking pipe, yo.
You don't want to talk docs tonight?
What?
I don't know. There was a lot of chatter on Twitter today about exciting docs.
About whose docs?
About who?
What? I'm sorry. Repeat the question.
I said there was a lot of exciting chatter on Twitter today around cocktail hour about people's docs, you know, just the usual, I guess, up and downs of Twitter chatter, but I found it entertaining.
Okay.
Slowly, normal people will begin to go and use our words.
All right, moving along. Let's go back to the phone lines, and we're going to take a call from a blocked number. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Oh, my God, Vince. Hey, it's Diego. How you doing?
Diego. I'm good, bro.
Oh, my God. I think I just died.
Diego's live in tiny chat right now, by the way.
Diego is an old friend of the show. Diego's an old friend of the show. He has, he at one time served as my cabana boy. A position that's open now, fellows. So if anybody, I'm still not open.
I am still your cabana boy. Come fuck me.
He'll fuck you anytime he wants.
I'm doing a show right now, Diego. Do you mind?
I know. I do mind. I want you to come fuck me. Fuck me hard. You got a nice
Diego,
dish, then. Don't
Diego,
deny
Diego,
it.
Diego, how fucking drunk on your, are you? What have you been drinking?
It's only He's beer. Hello. Vince, don't deny. You have a nice dick. And
hello?
Don't deny it.
I have
hello.
A nice
dick. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Vince, don't deny. You have a nice dick, don't you? Vince, you have a nice dick, don't you?
Okay,
yeah.
You know what? This is the only second time I've ever...
Do you have a nice dick?
Tell us, like, what angle do you have from, like, the shaft and the glands and everything? Just tell us all about your dick.
Just tell us, cut or uncut. Cut.
Might as well tweet pictures.
Cut. I'm Italian, I'm Irish, I'm 100% Catholic. That's how we do it. It's cut.
I gotta
Catholic,
say,
so you're against gays?
Dirty Jew dick.
No, I'm not against gays.
But Catholics usually are.
You know, you guys are throwing around... crap that it's you're I see what you're doing. I'm on to you. Diego obviously sent here again another disruptor, another agent of the ninjas.
Lie. I don't even know who the fucking ninjas are, so I'm just calling
really?
Because I wanted to call.
Okay. Good. Well, I'm glad
so
you called, man.
Don't
I'm
be a
I'm
little
a...
bitch to me. I'm trying right, to make right, conversation right. And you're like putting me down like a piece of meat. So
it's okay. He will eat you out, big boy.
Big boy, call me fat. Vince, hey girl, how you doing? How's life?
2 minutes.
Vince.
2 minutes. In the chat room,
Vince.
Actions. 2 minutes for spamming. 2 minutes for scrolling. actions. Okay, back to the show. What's
Vince,
up,
Vince? You fuck.
What, Diego?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Girl, how you doing, Vince?
I'm doing great. You know, we've been having a good show so far. We got Luke, we got Unbreakable Crypto, we got Plus One, and now you. It's been a fun show so far. I mean, the first hour just went by like that.
Girl, I'm glad. Are you gay?
No, I'm not gay. You know this.
Well, that sucks because like you that, is an attractive, nice-looking dick motherfucker.
Look.
Do you remember that night that we hooked up in the bathroom down in Castro?
Yeah. That doesn't mean I'm gay, though.
Nigga, you sucked me off. You gay.
No, dude, just because that doesn't make me gay, okay?
Yeah, it does. You sucked my dick.
He was under the influence of...
So if I eat matzo ball soup, does that make me Jewish?
Yes.
That makes you a dirty Jew and you should be exterminated.
Oh,
let's go get some Hitlers.
Hitler did nothing wrong.
Look, guys, you don't seem to get it, do you? I'm not a Nazi. I'm a fascist. I spent 20 minutes at the beginning of the show.
What the fuck is a fascist? I don't even know what that is.
It's a political party. This being, wow, limp rift.
Oh, Diego, come on.
Does it look
like this is high school? No, this is fucking a hotline. I don't know what the fuck fascist is.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. I've had just about enough. Okay, I want to take a break. I just can't take this. You know, I try. I really do. I try. But this is what. Oh. Okay. Now, Vert, my buddy Vert is trying to antagonize me. Okay, Vert. You know what? Vert, how about you get timeout too? There you go, Vert. Bada bing, bada boom. 2 minutes, Vert. 2 minutes for I don't even remember what. I don't even remember what he did. Oh, he said I was literally gay. Yeah, using the L word. All right, you don't know what fascism is? Here's the fascist anthem. Fuckers. Okay? All right. I'm fascist. And I'm also freeballing. Call me, baby. 347-826-7667. Be right back. All right. From the top, freeballing.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus, and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback, and a vibrator too. It's a long day, living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free ballin'. Yes, I'm free ballin'. Yes, I'm free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
U.S., we have an obesity problem. According to the CDC, more than 35% of adults and approximately 17% of kids are obese. Our obesity rate continues to grow, despite the fact that our knowledge of health and fitness grows. But instead of promoting good food for our bodies, what do the geniuses of American culture promote? What is the hippest, coolest food out there? Bacon! Marketing software company Marketo just made an infographic charting two of the internet's biggest viral subjects, cats and bacon. On the infographic, they write, if the internet had a mascot, you can bet it would be a cat dressed in a bacon costume. According to their research, there are well over 6 million Google searches for bacon every month, over 10 million bacon-related Facebook likes, and almost 4 million bacon-related YouTube videos. Further proof of our bacon obsession? A San Francisco restaurant called Bacon Bacon is so popular, neighbors had it shut down because of the ever-present bacon smell. People were so enraged that it closed that they held protests and petitioned until finally Bacon Bacon reopened. Someone actually made a bacon bra. Just look at it! There are over 4,000 hipster bacon t-shirts on the e-commerce site Zazzle alone. The apocalypse was actually a thing. When people got wind of the fact that there might be a bacon shortage due to drought conditions that decimated soybean and corn crops, mass hysteria ensued on Twitter. According to pork.org, 69% of all food service operators buy bacon. They say bacon has truly become mainstream, and it continues to defy the critics who said this trend wouldn't last. It also defies logic. Because bacon is not good for you. So why have American hipster idiots made the fattening animal product so cool? Is it a matter of trying to assert our individuality? That because we're Americans, we can do whatever the hell we want, so don't try to tell us to eat healthily? Or is it just another case of Americans fulfilling the stereotype of us all being fat and gluttonous? Either way, this hipster trend doesn't look to be slowing down anytime soon, proving that cool Americans will wrap anything in bacon, even their idiocy.
For each hacker, I want to just skeet down your fucking throats, you little fucking faggots.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
My mother was a witch. She was burned alive. What up?
Hi, this is Vince in the Bay. Back with you for another 50 minutes of audio lovemaking. It's Free Ball Friday, and I have a distinguished panel tonight made up of Luke Plus One and Unbreakable Crypto. And as we enter hour number two here, I'm going to bring on our old friend OpNoPro. Welcome, OpNoPro.
Hello there, Vince, and everybody else.
Everybody else is on mute right now because I just wanted to say howdy to you, and then I'll bring them back. We've got more callers, but I want to check in with you, see how things are going. You've been listening to the show so far. What do you think?
Good. Controversial. Little bit stupid, which I expect. You know, just people don't get it because they don't understand it. I mean, fascism is not a hard concept.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with OpNoPro, he is an old fag. He comes from the generation, the counterculture generation. He brought that element to Anonymous, and he was one of the, when I was talking earlier about my first introduction to Anonymous, OpNoPro was was one of the main players early on for me, just learning about the culture and how it relates to his day when people were finding their own ways to protest and demonstrate.
Well, thank you. So, how goes it?
Oh, it's going great, bro. I just got two new. You know about my war on bacon memes, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So I got two guys on my side already. Two new people that have now joined Anti-Bacon Sec, and I want you to meet them. First, we have Luke. Luke, welcome. Welcome back. You're on with Op No Pro.
Hello there.
Hello, Luke. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
He's a young Padawan. He's about, I think he's like, what are you, Luke, 15?
Yes, 15.
God. But you know what? For a 15-year-old, you got a pretty deep voice.
Oh, thank you. I think.
Yeah, your it's still cracking, but I have a pretty deep voice. But I think when I was your age, it wasn't like as deep as yours. So your shit might drop even more if it hasn't already, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, Luke, I'm glad you're on with Op No Pro. Op No Pro is old school. When I was talking about those operations that I got involved in, like Op Mart, Op No Pro was there. He was part of the legion, if you will, of online participants in Op Bart, and you know, it was people like him that was kind of like the peak of my interaction and love/hate affair with Anonymous. That was the height of the love, and it was great. Those were heady days. I really did. I felt surreal. And Op No Pro, I loved your Twitter feed at the time because you were kind of like, you had this little Twitter video thing channel set up where you were playing different music that was kind of like almost felt like the soundtrack to all the shenanigans that were happening at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of my favorite situations that we got involved in as well, because it had real purpose, you know, it had a real essence to it. And it couldn't get better. I mean, we had everything going for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, awesome. Whereas I don't see Anonymous doing much of anything anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty much defunct. And that's fine, though. I think we learned a lot from Anonymous. I think, obviously we're in sort of post-Anonymous, post-Occupy, post-Tea Party territory, whatever you want to say, however you want to put it. It's kind of a new period in time. And there's still a ton of activists out there. There's still a ton of hacktivists out there. But there's just no cause. There's just nothing feels genuine anymore. The movement itself has been obviously compromised to hell and back, and I think the last nail in the coffin, unfortunately, was the whole Euronon News debacle, and I think that pretty much, ended the. That was the last, as far as I'm concerned, that's the last chapter of Anonymous.
Wait, yeah. Can you quickly fill me in on this debacle you're talking about?
Okay.
I have no idea.
Well, basically, here, before I do that, let me bring everybody else back on. Plus One, you're here.
Vince, you're wrong.
About what?
You're wrong about the movement, Vince. The movement's been going on for, like, millennia. There's no nail in the coffin. It's always about what people choose to do.
Right.
There is no doubt that the movement's going on, but it's not the Anonymous movement.
No, I think there are people. There's obviously a community that has been is still around that has sort of gelled in the aftermath of Occupy and Anonymous, and I think the real heady people are still communicating or still, you know, being active. It's just not under an anonymous banner, and I think it's gonna. I think we're on the verge of something different, something better. You know, I think we can all learn from anonymous and what was good and what was bad about it, and you know, take that lesson and run with it. Free Sabu, by the way. All right, let's bring on Unbreakable Crypto. You're back.
Sup.
Sup, dude.
And
oh,
well, listen. I
go ahead.
Dropped all of my. I stopped looking into Anon after like a year ago. So, fill me in on what happened with your Anon news.
Okay. So your Anon News decides, hey, we're dudes. We got like a million followers. We got like 25 contributors. You know, dude, we're gonna fucking make a website, a news site, a your Anon News site. And
oh yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah, and of course, tons of people were well. Okay, Luke heard this. Unbreakable hasn't correct?
Yeah, for the most part, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I mean, I've heard this story
before. Got their asses owned.
I know you've heard it before, Plus One, but maybe some people haven't. Obviously, he hasn't. So he can hear the bare bones of it and make an opinion about it. Basically, Your Anon News decided they're going to do a website. They did a Kickstarter campaign. I think they were shooting for like $10,000 or something. They ended up getting like $60,000. And in the meantime. I don't know. That was, 6 months ago or something? And in the meantime, there's no website. There's apparently people's contributions were going to be reimbursed with T-shirts, your non-news T-shirts. And T-shirts have not materialized. Whatchamacallit? The website certainly hasn't materialized. People that were initially involved in creating the website quit because they weren't getting paid. And a lot of people are disgruntled that they haven't got their T-shirts and they haven't seen a website and they feel like they've been ripped off. And a lot of them are innocent people who gave their money and their name and their information to Jackal Anon, who runs the Your Anon News account, and he hasn't produced shit.
Well, that's part of the bad part about Anonymous. You get genuine people, and then you also get people who are just going to be sellouts and people who are just going to rip your shit off. I guess they learned a case of if you can't touch them and you can't throw them, don't trust them, or something like that. I forgot what my mom told me like years ago. But
what?
One of the things I've lived by is a rule that I call...
A rule that
I
you
only
can't
trust
remember?
You.
That's what you live by?
No, I live by the concept of if I can't throw you, or I only trust you as far as I can throw you. So.
Yeah, wait, so you live by the concept of if I can't throw you, or if I can only trust you as far as I can
before
throw you.
Before life is B, when, how, to,
then what?
Shizzle?
Then what? That's not... If you have an it, you need a then.
Is to when how it's, be was.
It's called rhetoric.
How do I?
Do you even rhetoric?
Into.
I don't think
I accidentally
so.
The whole bottle.
Me too.
All right, you guys are having too much fun. Let's bring on another caller. We have Vert with us now. Vert, you're on with... Luke, Plus One, Unbreakable Crypto, and Op No Pro.
Yo.
Hey, Bird.
What's up, Op No Pro? Been a while.
I know. How you been?
Pretty shitty, but I'm still living. How about yourself?
Pretty good. You know, more than living, having fun. Watching the leaves change up in the New England area.
Oh, Jesus,
you know, up
the
in
weather.
New Brunswick.
The
weather. I'm
and
not talking
one.
About the weather. I'm talking about the most beautiful change that goes on every year. Those leaves are just...
It is pretty magical.
They're phenomenal.
347-826-7667 is the number. Op No Pro, I have a message from you. Let's see. It's from Sharia. Do you know Sharia with the A's or fours?
Go ahead.
Whatever. Okay, so Sharia says, tell Op No Pro XXX love. So sending love to you from Sharia.
Thank you.
That's pretty hot. Did she send any news?
I don't know. I bet he probably already has her news. I don't know.
Just wondering.
Yeah.
Kind of random. Did you ever find out who did that prank call on you?
No, still working on it. Oh, I got a text from them last night. I'll find it. I don't know where my phone is, but they texted me something random. Oh, no, they said the text was, do you even snap?
Do you even snap,
bro?
Do you even snap?
You hear that? Yeah, I can snap. There, I proved it. I can snap. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if that's like an acronym for something or I don't know. These people are mentally retarded.
Probably just saying random shit to make you overthink it.
I mean, did you not hear the clip of the chick that
Yeah, I heard it.
It was pretty bad, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really bad.
It's terrible. And I sent it to and it was just so obvious that they had no plan. They were as far as their prank call. It seemed like the fact that they found my number was enough for them, enough of a prank for them. I guess I don't know because they had nothing. The dude it was a dude saying, "Well, what are you wearing, dude? What are you doing?" I'm like, dude, this is lame. Man. This is horrible. This is what? Huh?
They were free balling it.
Yeah, they were
that
doing something.
That sounds lame. They should have had a girl call.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wait, there are no girls on the internet, by the way.
That's true. She's using a sim.
No offense, plus one.
It's true. Zero girls on the internet.
It's rule 16.
There's a couple new rules I want to add, and I think you know what some of them are.
Oh, yeah.
Rule 1, rule 2, rule 34, those are the only ones I live by.
Rule 14 is my
rule
favorite.
Rule 14, pretty big.
No, rule 9 is my favorite.
Enjoy your band.
What's rule 9?
There are no rules, enjoy your band.
There's no rules
enjoy
on moderation.
Your band.
Yeah, there's no rules either on posting, and there's no real rules on moderation.
Yeah. Exactly. I was a moderator for a few years, and yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few instances where you gotta let shit go by because it's just too funny.
Yep.
I mean, the hilarity clause does have its, its purpose.
Yep.
And there are legitimate cases of, fuck that. They shouldn't get in trouble.
All right, dudes, check it out. Here it is. If some people are asking about the fake email, the fake Emmy call. Here it is.
Hey, it's Emmy. I just wanted to call and Jacqueline and I are like smokable and go to bed, but I'll give me a call back tomorrow, okay? Bye.
Horrible.
Anybody recognize that voice?
God, it does sound familiar, doesn't it?
I know they're within miles of me, which kind of weirds me out.
Well, it's a Colorado voiceover IP, so it doesn't mean they're in Colorado.
Okay. Well, yeah, I know Jack.
Well, you can always throw your shit
state.
Through a.
Oh, yeah.
Another voice.
It kind of sounded like one octave up decal. I don't know.
And I went back. This is my this number that they called me at. They texted me on is my latest burner phone that I got just before DEF CON.
How'd they get that number, Vince?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. There's a short list. I think I could probably figure it out if I really thought hard enough. But basically, I think I changed that number. I changed it to that number because Schmoop got a hold of it and Russell Lee started prank calling me. So I changed that number.
I don't even remember that.
And then I went to it had to be like maybe a month later that I was at DEF CON and I gave that number to a few people. And I went back and I got a text from them saying, dude, first preseason football game starts at 5 p.m. And I'm like, and that was it. And I hadn't gotten anything else from them until they pranked me the other day. Okay, nobody cares. That's fine. Whatever.
I care. I feel for you.
No, whatever. Whoever was on the phone sounded really young.
Yeah. Anyway, what can you do? All right, so this was brought to my attention. Apparently, this is out of the UK Daily Mail. I always feel weird when I read about American news on a UK site, but whatever. So apparently a daycare owner beat three to death after toddler's stripper mother did not pick her up for weeks. Two daycare owners have been arrested after one allegedly beat a three-year-old girl, eventually killing her while the other watched and did nothing. Savannah Cross died on Tuesday after she was left to languish in the care of strangers after her mother, a stripper, had not picked up her from the house and daycare in Phoenix, Arizona since Thanksgiving. Okay, so this came out, and this is published December 13th, 2012. And I think recently there was an update in the case. I think that these folks were they dropped the charges on them? I don't know.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to hop in the chat room and fucking mute this fucker? Sorry. Language.
Oh.
But yeah, there's spamming.
Oh, this is not news. Can you? Okay, that's. Oh, she already left.
Huh. Oh, nice. She got her docs dropped.
Wait. So three kids died?
Yeah. Okay. So let me track this down.
Did anybody post pics? I need some delicious lolly.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Let me find my. Who? Somebody tweeted this to me. It was I think maybe Porno Puppy. Yeah, it's Porno Puppy. Oh God, I gotta find it. Sorry guys, I'm on Twitter. This is. I should have had this queued up, but
It's the demonstration.
By the way, this just in. Missanon News. Apparently, Missanon News' Twitter account.
Yeah, she's back to spamming.
Okay, thanks, folks. All right, so apparently, there's this petition on change.org. It's by Arch Priest. And he says, two-year-old dies from injuries and lack of medical examiner resources, lets them off the hook. This is at a Phoenix CBS 5. Charges have been dropped against a couple who ran an in-house daycare business where a two-year-old girl died almost a year ago. Ryan Reed, who is 27, and 28-year-old Allison Clements were facing felony child abuse charges after admitting to hurting Savannah Cross several times. but the case ran up against a local but the case ran up against a legal deadline because there weren't enough resources in the Maricopa County Medical Examiner's Office, and the Maricopa County Superior Court dropped the charges. Lab results aren't finished, and the final report isn't done. So the charges were dropped, and the couple were ordered released from jail. But since the court dropped the charges without prejudice, the charges can be refiled. Blah, blah, blah. And I think he's here. Here's the link. I'm going to put it in my chat room. Yeah, there you go. Rover's got it. That's what
something like that happened.
You hear shit like this all the time. People neglect kids all the time. It's pathetic. It's really sad.
It is. It's fucked up. Damn.
Yeah. So, hey, thanks everybody for tweeting me. I'm getting a shit ton of tweets, and I haven't really been paying attention. The ninjas are butthurt. That's a good thing. But thanks to Josh, Michael Barger, who else? PayPal 14. There's an account called PayPal 14. they've all tweeted out the show. Okay. Also, Luke, thank you for tweeting the show. City of Flint, thank you for tweeting out the show. Blacksmith, thank you for tweeting out the show. Let's get more callers, man. We got a half hour to go. I'm told that there's also an account, Op Savannah, and the account is Op for Savannah. That's Op the number 4 Savannah. Check that out. Follow that. I guess this is like anonymous trying to do something.
Moral fag's gonna moral fag.
Don't even make me fucking. Why is Miss Anon News still doing this, dude? Miss Anon News, do me a favor. Stop spamming my chat. I announced that you've been suspended from Twitter. I don't know what you want. What else you want from me? You're not spamming.
I'm a girl on the internet syndrome.
Yeah,
they leave every time you say their name.
Yeah, she just jumps in, spams, jumps out. So fucked up.
Okay, so what's the deal?
What
with this anonymous March thing I'm hearing about?
Oh, the November 5th.
Fuck yeah, November 5th. Remember.
Remember hero in V for Vendetta did this.
That's so gay. Seriously. You know.
Oh, do not. You are fucking literally gay.
Oh, really?
Literally.
Oh, really? You know what?
Literally.
Damn it! Who the fuck is this?
Incorrect. I'm not literally gay, and you used the L word. And not only that.
Literally.
Not only that, you used it wrong. So.
God,
2 minutes.
All right, we'll see you.
2 minutes, Bert, for using the L word. 2 minutes, Bert. We'll put him on timeout. And so now I'm totally off topic. I forgot what we're talking about. Oh, missing on news. All right, we understand you've been we understand that you've been knocked off of Twitter. Sorry. If you want to give us your new Twitter handle, do that and then yeah, thank you. Oh my God. Okay. My new Twitter is here. Dude. Oh, okay. There we go. It's Miss Anon News _. I think that's 2 underscores. I don't know. Oh, man.
Anonymous confuses me so much.
Yeah.
I mean, cause, like, I was starting to get into it, and then I hear so many good things and so many bad things at the same time.
Okay, so she sent me this. Do you guys want to get in? Do you guys really want to get into this? This is doxing.
Sure, why not?
This is doxing shit, but she's been fail doxed so many times, it's fucking ridiculous.
Oh, like Jester.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. And, yeah, so she's kind of, I don't know. Yeah, she's definitely in the same arena. So, everybody in the chat room, do you want to hear this?
Sure.
People on the panel,
I think they're all beating their dicks to something or whatever. They don't really care.
Really?
Let's go.
All right, fine. I'll read this. It's not very long. It's pasted in. Surprise. And I'll probably redact some of it, but I'll give you the... Because there's just some stupid shit in here. Pretty much the whole thing is stupid, but whatever. Okay. It's entitled... It was posted by a guest, obviously. It says, Miss Anon News Docs. God, everybody loves that word. Ooh, dude, I'm going to dox you, bro. I'm going to dox you, dude. I'm going to dox your mom and dad, bro. Dude, I'm totally doxing you, man. Whatever. Okay. Miss Anon News is doxed. Why is she being doxed? Well, Miss Anon News is a complete cretin of the internet. Liked by nobody. This person has claimed to be an ethical troll, but is nothing more than a nuance to society and hides behind a guise to attack those who disagree with outright wacko views or whack job views. This dox has no political motive. Sorry, Raunhauser. Go cry elsewhere. Nor does it have a motive against any vendettas. Oh, my God. You fucking nons are faggots. Anyways. I misspoke. I don't have a problem with the nons. It's just the fail trolls and whatever. Okay, I'm just going to continue. All right. Oh, my God. It's just the Legion people. Okay, whatever. Continuing. Against any vendettas anyone may have against her or vice versa, simply this person is a pest of the internet. To those reading this, you don't need to be scared of this woman. Block her, report her, ignore her. She is no threat. Rather, she is just a nuisance. Well, if she's a fucking if she's no threat, why am I reading this paste then? She's no threat. Okay. Then case closed. Rule 14, bro. But no, the paste spin continues. Oh, blobity, bloobity, blobity. She attacks people with fallacies and without claims, which in all reality is just blank threats and claims. Fight back. This dox is just the beginning. First, I will show you how she was found and tracked down. In other words, I'm going to show you how badass I am. and at the bottom, you will see a dox of her. Ooh, wow. No way, bro. However, her family has been excluded. Unless she decides to continue to attack the families of others, then further punishment shall pursue. Capri, it's over. Okay, how Miss Anon News was found. Broken down cleaner and easier. Sounds like a fucking like a commercial. New Lemon Pledge. It's cleaner and easier. First, let me start off by saying, isn't it interesting Miss Anon News, Occupy Rebellion, and Darth Forward all hate and type like the same people? Ron Breinert and Paterico admit this as well. Well, actually, this is how it was written. Ron Brenn and Paterico admits this as well. Grammar police. It's a fucking violation right there. I know Dara Ford isn't a real name after a quick people search, so I go down the rabbit hole to see if we can find a real name. So let's start by going down her timeline. Obviously, in the porn industry somehow. Great. We got that established. But you... Okay, or whatever. But go down further, and you'll see a few tweets about her and tornadoes in the Boston area. I don't give a shit, dude. So we know our woman is in that area. Interesting. Let's run a people search for Miss Ford again. We don't get anything. However, if you do look in the social media area and see a sort of dark favicon attached to a few pictures of porn stars, you get a blog, pornstarbabylon.wordpress.com. Do a control F on the blog. Hey, folks, I'm reading this, so don't do this at home. I wouldn't advise you to follow these instructions, but I'm just reading this verbatim. And I'm going to try to do it quick because we're almost fucking done with the show. Okay. Do a control F on the blog. You'll see that on the front page, you'll find daraford.wordpress.com. Do you notice that Dara Ford, Occupy Rebellion, and Miss Anon News all share the same dark and or erotic images of women's style? Interesting. However, this WordPress isn't the WordPress we are interested in, although it proves that Dara Ford is the owner of Porn Star Babylon, but let's go back to it and do some digging. We find Porn Star Babylon email, blah, 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 Google search, blobity, blobity, over to multiple sources. Dara's IP address is in Boston. She is likely an invalid? Okay, she's likely an invalid shut in with nothing to do but sit on the internet all day. She loves to try to stir up drama on Twitter and porn forums with people she's never met as a substitute for having a life. So we now know, one, she is crazy, and two, she's definitely in Boston. Now we want to prove that Dara Ford is an alias. So do some digging in her blog, and you'll find that Dara Ford herself admits that that is just an alias inspired by a man named Luke Ford. So there's all these links, blah, blah. I don't even want to look. I'm not looking at the links. Do a quick search on lukeford.net, and you'll find a link that, oh, look how sexy P, a.k.a. sexy pervert types, the same way as Miss Anon News, Rockupy Rebellion as well. Now that we know her name was around, what? Whatever. We keep digging, and as you look around, you'll find a specific blog on 12/21/07 regarding Jenna Jameson. Click on one of the pictures, and we see that the source of the pictures comes from a PhotoBucket account. They go to the PhotoBucket account, punch in blah, 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 find Capri, they get Capri Jones, blah, blah, blah. So I guess they've outed her as this person, Capri Jones. That's all I'm getting. Capri Jones in Massachusetts, blah, blah, blah. There's her fucking address and shit in there. Family names. That's fucked up. I wouldn't put the family. They said they weren't going to do anything to the family, but they put the family names in there. Dicks.
Fucking creepy.
Okay, so there you go. Yeah, I'm sorry. My show is not about... Oh, sorry, Vert, you're back. Off timeout. So what do you guys think? Do you
hey,
give a
asshole.
Vert, what do you think? Miss Anon News, her docs dropped. What do you think? Do you give a shit or not?
No shits given.
Perfect. Op No Pro, same question.
No shits given.
No shits given. Unbreakable.
I have to say the same as them. No shit's given. I mean, does this impact my life? No.
Exactly.
Does
Luke,
it impact your life? No.
Luke, what do you think?
I do. I mean, I kind of feel bad because that sucks. Like, family members and stuff. If that was me, I can only imagine that would suck.
Well, okay. So this person is essentially saying that this woman is going after their family, so they're going after her as a sort of as a threat to go after her family. You know, a tit for tat sort of thing. I think that's what's happening here.
Oh, no shit's given.
Excellent.
Who cares?
I mean, I don't know the details, of course, so there's probably more to it.
And I, too, will respond with no shit's given. Okay, this woman is a lunatic. Ladies and gentlemen, Rule 14. Look into it. It works wonders. You'd be amazed how well Rule 14 works. Seriously. And at the very least, just block. Am I wrong? Does that not seem like the way to deal with this? Okay, some of you guys probably, I think Vert is probably the only person that is really familiar with missing on news.
The rules of the internet. Yeah.
And the rules of the internet and this chick that we're talking about. She's just crazy. She's crazy, man. She's nuts. I think.
Am I allowed to ask for?
Huh?
Am I allowed to ask for an example? Because I have no idea who this chick is.
Well, she finds people on the internet. They're usually right wingers and or like right wing bloggers and stuff. And she will, she'll just pummel them with shit. Like, you'll look at her timeline and it'll be, she'll just go for like 3 hours straight, nonstop rampage on whoever her target is. And there have been many targets over the couple years I've been aware of her, and there's been many attempts to dox her, and I think they've all been fail. Some of them have been extremely fail, almost fail to the point where they endanger the lives maybe of innocent people. So there's been some reckless doxing going on, and how do I know this isn't the same thing? That's why I feel bad even saying the name, but. But there you go. Doxing in general. It's just not very nice because it implies you're kind of threat. It implies that, you're going to throw something out there knowing that some idiot is going to take it and try to fuck with this person just because they can't.
Yeah. I'm not a fan either.
So. No, thumbs down on that. Fail docs. I mean, even if the docs are real, I think it's just not the right way to go. I don't approve of the tactic. That's why I normally don't even allow. People sometimes will spam my chat room with people's info. I boot them immediately. Sometimes people will call in and just start saying, people's information, and I'll hang up on them. It's just not cool. Do your own show and do your own doxing show.
Haven't you gone through a situation where this has happened to you?
Oh, yeah.
Quite recently, right?
I've had all kinds of incidents. Most of it, I just chalk it up to, comes with the territory of putting yourself out there on the internet. And of course I was stupid. I originally just put myself out there as myself, because I wanted to make a name for myself. I wanted my name out there when I first got on the internet. And I started doing the show and then I started getting involved with all these 4chan types and everything. And I kind of wished that I hadn't used my real name, but it was too late. And, so my doc's been out there and every once in a while, I've been doing this show for like 4 years, dude. And every so often I get some new fag that comes along and says, dude, I found Vincent DeBay's docs, bro. Check this out. And, you know, and they dig on me and they, you know, they jerk off to my YouTube videos and stuff and, you know, taunt me about my cyber crime. And it's just par for the course for me, you know, and I don't really care. Again, like I said, it comes with the territory of putting yourself out there on the internet. The place where I draw the line, and I can you know, sympathize with this person who wrote this pastebin is when you start going after people's families. That's when I think it's just not cool. Like I'm perfectly fine with people trying to pizza bomb me, trying to, you know, text bomb me, prank call me, like this prank caller. Like, I want to find out who it is, but it's more of just like a game, you know. Like it's like an online mystery thriller, except.
Well, just make your dial tone Rick Roll. So when you don't answer the call, it just Rick Rolls them.
That'd be great. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
To be honest, I did not even know you were a cyber criminal before today.
Yeah, now you know. I'm not a felon though. It was a misdemeanor. I pled guilty. I had 1 year probation plus $1,400 restitution. And that ended a while ago. In fact, I had already been, you know, I already pled guilty and before I even started doing this show. And this show didn't start off as talking about cybercrime and shit. It used to just be, you know, open line bullshit and pranks and stuff. And people found out that I was a cyber criminal and I don't know. I started attracting like the more troll and hacker types. But it's cool. It's a fun, it's an interesting subculture. I'm fascinated by it. Like I went to DEF CON for the first time this year and it was really cool, man. I like the element about hacking that I like is the curiosity. You know, most of these people, they're just messing around with networks and systems and technology because they want to see what they can do with it. You know, they see something and they think they can, they see something out that they can, you know, make it do that it wasn't intended to do. I think that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
That's the definition of hacking, actually.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how you could make that's how you can make an argument for using a LOIC, you know, to DDoS a site. You know, people say that's not hacking. And
proper way to pronounce it is a DDoS.
DDoS.
DDoS,
whatever.
Makes you sound like a figot.
Okay, you're going on timeout, dude. So, what was I talking about? What the fuck was I talking about?
How you're using DDoS is...
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, you're using this LOIC cannon thing, which is designed to test your own website against traffic. Instead, you're using it as a... You're weaponizing it and using it to take down other sites. And that is using something that was intended for one use for another use. So that's where you can make an argument for it.
Fuck,
huh?
Don't even fucking tell the feds that. That just gives them props to call it hacking.
Well, I think at this point, hacking has been just become a blanket term for a lot of pretty much anything that's any sort of, criminal behavior on, you know, digitally these days. It seems like, I don't know, like people consider Barrett Brown a hacker. What the fuck? But whatever. Okay, Unbreakable, you're back. All right, fuck, we're almost out of time. Okay, let's do this. Let's go around the room, do final thoughts, and then we're going to peace out. Final thoughts. Let's start with Vert. Vert, your final thoughts tonight.
Well, yeah, I kind of came in a little bit late, but no, fun show. And good to see Op No Pro. That's why I called in. Been a long time. And yeah, you guys all rock and keep up the good fight. Up the Rebels.
Yeah, cool. Op No Pro, final thoughts.
Good show. I had fun.
meeting some new people.
Yeah, yeah, we definitely do. New blood, I guess, is what they call it.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thanks for checking in tonight, bro. Appreciate it. Let's go to Unbreakable. Final thoughts. That's it. Okay. All right. Appreciate the call tonight. Luke, your final thoughts.
Fun second show. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for calling in, bro. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. And thanks for thanks for tweeting me. And keep, you know, anytime you see something interesting, keep hitting me up on Twitter. I like that kind of shit.
Will do.
All right. And, oh boy, getting in under the at the last minute. Here we go. Last but not least, Nigger Christ. Nigger Christ, what's up?
Hey, what's Gucci, man? I was in this big-ass Tire Chat dance party. My nigga Danny had shit going, and then we got Snap Pack in there, too. Shit went hard.
Cool.
Yeah, I got to say something, though. I got to say, fuck Anonymous. And fuck this Miss Anonymous News bitch going on about swatting and shit. Yo, shout out to Smoop. He's my nigga. Russell League for life, baby. Fuck Anonymous. Let me say.
That's what's up. Nigger Christ, thanks for coming through. Did I miss anybody?
Yeah,
no,
fuck
I
you
didn't.
Too.
All right, I think
hey,
that
fuck
about.
You,
all right, you know, you guys, let's simmer down. In the chat room, somebody's asking Vince, "Where's Jenna?" I don't know what's up with Jenna. I think she either closed her account or. I don't know. Someone got her suspended. I don't know. I have the same question. I didn't do anything with her, dude. I like Jenna. I'm worried myself. I like her. She's been on the show a few times. Okie dokie. Well, thank you everybody for coming out. It was a fun impromptu last minute free ball Friday. Thank you to the people in the chat room. Billy Ray Bob, Cranky Crab, City of Flint, Feel Rad, Green Eyes 66, a bunch of guests, Ham Tardo, Hitler Did Nothing Wrong, Geronimo, J. Geronimo, what up, Holmes? Missing on News. Oh, God, honey, you got to just simmer down, Missing on News, all right? Just simmer down, okay? Nigger Christ, Old Rooter. Hey, Old Rooter. Good to see you in there. Revolution Radio Rover, Samantha Kelsey, Spyco, TBD5, You Has Boger, Vert, Nasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasasas too. And that's going to do it, kiddos. Until next time, I'm Vince in Les Bains. Follow me on the Twitter. It is twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. And I think I'm going to be back on Sunday night with my next show. With my next show, Sunday night. I'm not sure who the guest will be. Just follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. And I'll keep you updated on what's going on. Until then, take care. Peace out. And I'm going to leave you with a tune from my homie Boots Riley and the Coup. This is my favorite mutiny. And as Vert said, up the rebels. Peace.
Letter party, Hammond, Sunday, too.
Jeremy Hammond party?
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Sunday.
Yeah. Check it out. Move. If you got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just a word. Some of y'all heads up in the clouds. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Bullshit y'all talking about. Out your mouth, I'm not concerned. Cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turn like Detroit Red. When it's dead, had an ultra perm. The long walk, I'm
burn your bare heels, soak the war on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coop in here. Ring the alarm, inform the truth, send them out into the world, go to war on a fluke. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me. Motherfucker, something wrong with you. When the chief just way too smart to question, the enemy the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Sharp and Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about. Get it.
To the pigs is my basic statement. I spit street stories till I taste the pavement. Trying to stay out the pen where we face enslavement. Had a foolproof hustle till they traced the payments. I was gripping my palm around some shitty rum. Trying to find Psalm number 151. Forget what I'm old as I clutch the Komodo red. Put down the bottle and come get the gun. I'll get off the chain like Kunta Kinte with a Mac-10. They want us gone like a dollar in a crack den. Subtly subtracting seeds and stems. Mind cloudy through the weeds and phlegm. Numbing my brain off of that and the Jesus hymns. If we waiting for the time to fight Jesus in, telling us to relax while they ease it in. We getting greased again. The truth I write is so cold it'll freeze my pen. My boots rider, it's a pleasure to meet you. Never let they punk ass ever defeat you. They got us on the corner wearing pleather and see-through. All y'all's gold mines, they wanna deplete you. I ain't just finna rap on the track, I'm finna clap on the back. And it's the second of that. 500 years before Iceberg ever leaned back in the lack. Before they told Rosa Black in the back. Before the CIA told Ricky Ross to put crack in the sack. The Gil's got traded rapping for smack. This beat alone should get platinum. Plaque. I'd rather see a million of us ecstatic to scrap. Cause if we bapping them back, we automatically stack. Check it out.
Ain't rocking with you, so what you gonna do?
It's my favorite music.
Ain't rocking with you, your logic does not confuse.
My favorite
music. Yeah, this is kind of like chewing C. Rebooting me, activating the community. Up in the bay like Huey P. It's like a free, it remind me of the BK that loved me. But the beat, got it twisted, I'll untangle it. Black mind is twine like the ropes I used to hang it with. That's my favorite shit, I came in the game with a new way to spit. Got your questionnaire, who you banging with? Take it back to M-Hotep, go a step deeper like a poor righteous teacher with holy intellect. Killer flow for all my real niggas left. And then for the belly of the jigaboo, that's a bit of death. Once again, you can feel hip-hop underground, still about my guap. Gangsta like fuck the cops. Talib Kweli, revolutionary MC. And that ain't about to stop.
Ain't rocking with you, so what you gonna do?
It's my favorite music.
Ain't rocking with you, your logic does not compute.
My favorite music.
It's Vince the Bank coming in your face. A little OG in this place. Bert, you still there?
Of course I am.
Perfect. All right, we're going to do a quick overtime session. Hammy called in last minute. Welcome, Hammy.
No,
hello, guys.
Fuck Hammy.
Hey, fuck you, Bert. What's your problem?
You called me a fucking CO or whatever the fuck.
I can't help it. You're a CO.
No, CI. No, yeah. Confidential informant. Fuck that. I would never turn on
you
my own.
You showed us papers. And you were like,
no,
I'm going to bet on everybody.
I would never, and I never did.
I know. Well, I'm glad to hear you're not.
Yeah,
upset.
I love you, Hammy.
I love you, Vert. I don't really have any issues with you. I actually kind of like
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I love
you.
You
are drunk as
that's
shit.
It. Yeah, same here. Fuck. Yeah, that's me. But yeah, no, I know Hammond needs fucking letters for solidarity.
Yeah, definitely, dude. You know, more people listen to the show after the fact, like on podcast, ultimately. So give details on that real quick.
Yeah, no, there's a bunch of people, like, he needs letters to the judge that Preska bitch to, like, you know, show that he's a really good dude. He was doing the right thing, and he got in the wrong position at the wrong time. And, yeah, he needs leniency. So please help Hammond. I mean, I talked to him on the IRC, like, many of times, and he's smart as hell. He makes me look stupid, even though I'm drunk as hell right now. But, yeah.
I get a
Please
question. Honestly, what's up with the 13 new indictments?
Oh, my God. No, there's only 12 new ones.
Yeah, one of them is Owen, who's already going through it. Yeah, it's kind of that was weird to me because Owen has been going through all the PayPal 14 proceedings.
Yeah.
But he's not on the indictment. He's not on the indictment. He's been going through the same process the whole time. And he's part of the PayPal 14, but technically not, I guess, because he's technically on this new indictment, which is weird. I don't know if it's a separate charge or if they just – because I know they were trying to get him to snitch, like Sabu, and he said no.
Yes.
So he said no,
and I think that's why they're pissed at him. And the fucking dude's 65. Like, we refer to him as the old man.
So, yeah. Does that mean the other 13 people did snitch if they're only going after this guy hardcore?
They're fucking
the ones didn't either. That's
just
why they threw
this guy's
last minute.
Okay.
So the whole time people talk about the PayPal 14, they don't even mention his name. He's not in any of the articles. He's not on any when they show pictures of people, they don't show him. They don't even talk about him. It's like nobody even knows he's on the docket.
Well, he semi broke the bond, so his internet privileges have been revoked. So that's why he's not on Twitter. He's not fucking.
Yeah, but he wasn't much of a Twitter person anyway. I think people like forced him to make one, and he tweeted like one time.
No, I think he had like 7 tweets or something. But yeah, no, I don't know. I think the whole him almost cooperating and then saying fuck you has a big deal to do with it. Because he's kind of a big deal, and I don't know.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know. There's only so much we can say, but it was, I've said this a million times before, but after I met you guys that first day of your arraignment, I went home and talked to Sabu on the phone. And Sabu was like hyping up all you guys, dude. He was saying you were a cool guy because
we can't be friends.
He said you were a cool guy. He liked you. He loved Owen. He thought Owen was the shit. I didn't get to that. That's what I meant earlier when I said that day at your court arraignment in San Jose was the most surreal day because. I like sat in court, watched you guys go through all your shit, met some of you guys in person, and then came home and was talking to fucking Sabu about you guys. It was so fucking surreal.
I'm gonna not touch that.
I know
all.
You should. And I'm sorry I said it on air, but I don't think it's incriminating. If anything, it makes me look shady. But you know, people already know I'm just a fucking dork on the internet.
I went to Sabu fucking one time in a chat room after the whole thing and after he was the whole thing. And yeah, no, I regret the whole thing. He's a fucking piece of shit. And I love all those crappy pictures of him.
Cool, man. Hammurabi? Hammurabi,
yeah.
Thought?
Well, on which?
Whatever.
Well, there's been some interesting theories about how Dread Pirate Roberts got caught. And there's been some other interesting shit that's gone on with, I mean, I made mention of people who haven't been around much. They've all come back, but one of them, like, talking to him was kind of a weird experience, and they didn't, I'm not entirely sure that's them, but either way, kind of the theory about how the feds got to Dread Pirate Roberts outside of registering a, you know, pumping his own fucking Silk Road site from, you know, the BitcoinTalk.org site that he registered with his own personal email, and then having the fake IDs delivered to his house, is that the botnet that's been operating on Tor has basically, from what I can glean from it, the whole point is basically DDoS the shit out of every fucking node that the government doesn't own, or as many as humanly possible, to a point where the failover goes to basically government-owned nodes. So at that point, they can trace packets end-to-end. And somebody was pointing out, you know, that might be the end of Tor as we know it. In the next iteration, we'll have full-blown node-to-node required encryption, at which point the government's just kind of fucked. They can DDoS whatever they want, but it won't matter. I don't know if anybody really knows enough about it to be able to say if that's even possible as far as the DDoSing of all the other nodes or what, but I was also thinking back to when you had Acid on your show and why it is that he was in prison and some of the claims he made on your show, and I was beginning to theorize on that a little bit. Because he did make some foreboding statements while he was on your show.
Like what?
Well, he mentioned that he operated some of the largest botnets known to man. And then he said,
which he's been convicted for. You know his story, right?
Yeah. And he also went out of his way to point out that anybody who's relying solely on Tor is likely to get fucked in the coming months. And that's what Dread Pirate Roberts was doing. This would be one of the many reasons people would, you know, recommend that you can't really just use Tor. You got to have a VPN and Tor, because then your failover is still encrypted. I mean, that doesn't do you any good if your VPN provider logs, but if you actually find one that does not log, which isn't too hard to do, you should be at least all right. But, yeah, this guy was basically had the Jester set up where he would just send an email to an address with a certain subject or certain characters that would trigger a post to the fucking Silk Road under his name. He did that from, like, coffee shops and shit. That's just unreal to me. And he's living in the States. Why wouldn't you be in a country that doesn't have an extradition policy back to the U.S.? I don't get it. Some of it makes sense. Honestly, a lot of it doesn't make sense. With as much money as the guy made, I don't understand why he would stay in the States.
Yeah, he probably rolled over. For all we know, he was it could have been a honeypot from the beginning.
Yeah, I mean,
but he's being indicted though. He's being indicted, though, so I don't know. Maybe they've been on his ass and they're going to cut a deal. Who knows?
Dude has two fucking verified attempts to kill people, have people killed. And if they actually have a full image of his shit, they could very well just employ, like, at this point, password cracking software has gotten to the point where it actually uses CUDA. It'll actually take advantage of CUDA encoding. The government has so many Tesla-powered machines.
Using CUDA?
Yeah.
I've been using that for like 2 years now.
Well, shit. But I mean, as far as how many millions of, you know, attempts you can have per hour, it's just insane. You're talking about, you know, thousands of logical cores doing the cracking at once versus 4 or 8. Or 16. So it's just, I mean, at this point, it's really hard for him to have a bartering chip, because they could say, okay, you know, we need your keys, and then, you know, if you give us the keys to the database, and we can, you know, go after all the people in there, we'll cut you a big deal, you know. But it, shit, between the attempted murder charges and the other shit, I don't know that he's got any wiggle room. They might try to throw the book at him for life. And at that point, is Stanley Cohen or Jay Lederman going to step in and represent him? And will KY money be used? No thoughts?
Dude,
I'm facepalming.
Yeah, no, dude. Well, first of all, Vert can't really. I think Vert really shouldn't talk about most of this shit. But,
oh fuck it.
Yeah, it whatever. You know, you know what you're doing, Vert. So, like, you've been under the microscope for a couple of years now. Yeah. So you know what.
Heartbroken.
You know
so
what's
fuck
up.
The world.
So, fuck, dude. Where is it going with this? What were you just saying?
Well, do we? If they actually have a full image and they can crack all the fucking hashes, will they actually offer him a deal? My initial thought before I saw the Maryland indictment and read through all the fucking the original criminal complaint, the 39 pager, was that, yeah, like every other drug dealer, they're going to offer him a deal as long as he rolls on everybody else. And that in the end, he'd probably end up doing 10 to 20 or 10, you know, 15 to 25. But at this point, you know, they have a full image of his shit up through July 23rd. I don't know that he's, that they're really going to offer him that much of a deal, particularly with the attempted murder charges. And that's basically the bulk of the Maryland criminal complaint.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to keep my eye on this shit, dude. It's happening right here in my backyard. So
that's, and see, that's crazy. If I were in your area and I had flexibility with my schedule, I'd be at that fucking trial.
I will, dude. I absolutely will. I've tried to do it with PayPal 14, but everything's closed, dude. They're having these closed sessions where they're doing they're like settlement meetings, and they won't let us into that. So I just, like, when they're in town, I just hang out with them and whatever, and that's it, and shoot the shit.
The 31st will be open.
Yeah, that will be sweet.
On Halloween.
If you guys are here on Halloween,
yeah,
we could party, dude. San Francisco goes pretty,
Halloween.
San Francisco fucking goes off during Halloween, bro. It's gonna be fun.
We'll be in San Jose, but yeah.
Oh, Well, whatever, dude. We'll party in San Jose.
Party with Goofy Bone.
Yeah, we'll call it Goofy Bone.
At the Bone Shack.
Yeah. That's my, you know, San Jose is...
Yeah,
it's my
it'll be fucking off the hook, as always.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you guys again.
We're not allowed to hang out with each other, but you know how that goes.
No,
you guys
no,
aren't allowed to hang out with each other?
No, but it's cool.
We're not allowed to communicate.
I get to be a conduit. I just meet them all separately and then pass along messages. You know, so and so says hi.
That's going to be helpful to them.
They come in and I've seen them a couple of times.
As long as we can have a lawyer that buys us drinks, we're good.
Yeah, I've got Stanley Cohen. I actually the other night when he was on the show was the longest I've ever talked to
him.
Oh
hell yeah!
But he's a character, man. I like him. I think he's cool.
Yeah, you've seen him in the bars. He's a hell of a good guy.
Yeah,
No, he's the reason that we get to talk to each other is because he's around. And yeah, no, we're just good people.
That sounded like a question.
I know.
Want to say we're good people, but, you know, I guess.
The government hates us. Fuck the government. But, yeah.
I think the government's probably tired of you guys. They're like, oh, dude, we still have to deal with these kids.
You think after fucking 3 years or 2.5 years? Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. No, you know, honestly, I think I was more of a critic of going to trial with your guys' case. I thought like it'd be just I went through something similar to this. I mean, it wasn't in the same. You know, no cases are the same. But you know, I pled guilty. I didn't try to go to trial, and I got, you know, I just got pretty lean sentence. It was just 1 year probation and restitution. So that, based on my experience, I was like, you know, these guys should just plead guilty, and they'll probably just get probation and a fat fine. And but then you guys pled at the arraignment, pled not guilty, and I was like, oh boy, here we go. They might be, you know, they might end up, at first I was thinking, shit, I think these guys might, if they push it with the government, they might go to jail. But now the time has passed, it's just, and I have more perspective and insight. I, you know, it makes sense that you guys, you know, not go to jail at the very least, but whatever. But the fact that it's been so drawn out and that the government is so out of touch that they have to have meetings in order to get to know the defendants and you know, see how, you know, try to, you know, figure out if what the people did was or were allegedly did was even, you know, as malicious as it was advertised. And I think this goes back to how the government is out of touch with technology and the internet and the culture of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? Hey, dude, I think I have to give a little bit of kudos to the government, because I think they kind of get it that these are white collar crimes, that these are, you know, kids that are idealistic, that are doing something for, you know, that they feel a purpose, and they're not trying to do it for money or anything like that, and they're just trying to make a political statement. And I think they get that, and once it gets, you know, once it comes down to the bottom line, they end up getting off pretty easy. I mean, look at Lulzsec. You know, they did 1,000 times more damage than PayPal people did or anybody else.
Yeah,
and that was after us.
And now even we have the new op payback fucking 13. They just indicted them while the fucking government shutdown was down.
Uh-huh. Yeah. 13 more alleged members of Anonymous.
Four.
Yeah, you, I guess you, if you count Owen, or don't count Owen. Well,
the fucking Owen, fuck, he's going to be our savior. Because, yeah, he's the old man of the group, and he gets indicted again. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he's fucking 60.
Too bad. He's a great guy. I like him. He's funny.
Well, yeah, I know you've met him, and yeah, he's a hell of a good guy. I love him. But yeah,
Anonymous, this Anon Chimp guy won't stop thanking me on Twitter for talking about that.
Oh my god, sure. I love Chimp. Is fucking awesome. He's always been there for, like, every little thing.
Really?
Of course he is. He doesn't leave his house.
I'm not really familiar with his work.
He's an old man, like, fucking O-Man. I mean, if you don't respect O-Man, then fuck off.
He's not really that old, dude. I can tell you that. He is a cancer patient, so I don't really have a lot to say.
Health shit, but... So does O-Man. I mean, O-Man can't even, like, fly to Cali for our shit. And I don't know. Just be nice to fucking O-Man and Chimp, please.
I have no issues with whoever O-Man is. I'm talking about Chimp. But
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Chimp's pretty awesome, too. Just... Oh, man.
I don't really have any issues with either of them personally, so.
Well, just be nice to him, dude. I mean,
I just won't say anything. That's as nice as I get it. I'm just like, I don't really need to tweet.
I'd definitely rather you be an ass to me than anything. I mean, they're good people.
No worries, man. So. Like I said, I don't have any issues, so.
Same here.
But what does it look like you guys are going to end up getting out of all this? Like, are you going to end up doing any time or just having to do reparations?
No. Stanley said on Monday? He said, definitely not.
Well,
I would say the same thing.
Be free. And I'm definitely not free because, even with the government shut down, I'm still incarcerated, even though I can build my own
life. This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're like the
we'll
dude.
We'll shut down everything, but... Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, fucking good times, dude. I'll be so happy for you when it's all over.
I'll be
but
happy
hey, it could have been worse. It could have been worse. They could have decided, oh, we're going to put them all in jail. Like, you know, like they did with a lot of people.
I'll go to jail.
Yeah, like Bear Brown. Why the? I could understand them initially bringing him in. I can understand them initially bringing him into custody. And holding him and maybe putting him through a rehabilitation program, which they did. But I think at a certain point, I think they should have let him go free and keep him on pretrial.
Totally.
Huh?
Totally. Like, I went through the whole day and a half of fucking in chains, but yeah, no. He should be let go.
Yeah, and with the PayPal 14, I think if ultimately they get probation or whatever, you guys should get time served too because you're basically on probation anyway for 2 years.
2.5 years?
That's time served, dude.
That should be time served. They put that into the plea bargain. That's at least going to be another year before we're totally free.
Well, it is what it is. You guys, y'all are champing it out, and You know, as bad as it's it could is and could have been, or I think you guys formed a little family out of it. There, that's sort of the silver lining in all this. Is
we were actually a family way before, like at least I don't know, 4 or 5 of us were definitely a family before any of this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we still are. Like I have so much love for the people that we sit there in the courtroom and watch movies on the laptop while they're in session. Yeah.
That's cool. Is anybody working on a documentary on you guys?
Nah.
Really?
Yeah. Let's
do a documentary on PayPal 14. I mean, I can't believe somebody wouldn't do that. If somebody doesn't, I'll do it. Fuck it, man. I have a filmmaking background. I could do a documentary. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I know that one guy did that. Yeah, but
yeah. Oh, the We Are Legion. I don't think that counts as
yeah.
I mean, you guys were a big role in that film, but
definitely
I think there should at least be a Lifetime Channel movie on you guys. Come on.
Wait, isn't Lifetime like the channel for women?
Yeah, I was just joking. No, seriously, I think there should be a documentary. I think it would be cool. It would be probably pretty costly just for travel costs because you guys are spread out all over the country. But
oh, yeah.
But honestly, just getting to know some of the people that I've only met maybe half
you
the
know
people.
We've had fun times, man.
Yeah, you're all unique individuals, and I think it just makes an interesting story. I think it could be, you know, I think it could be an entertaining documentary, or even a dramatic feature. Why not? You know, it could be fun, man. You could have Jonah. Who's that guy? Jonah, the guy that's in he's in all those Superbad movies and shit.
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill as Vincent Kershaw.
Oh fuck that! But no, I still have that video on my phone of us yelling at the cops, like taking cars and telling them at the fucking bar. First time we were in San Fran. Fuck. Wait, were you there, Vince?
When? Where?
The first Selman conference when we went to Pier 5.
Shit. Is that the place on Broadway in North Beach?
No idea. But yeah, they brought a bunch of tow trucks and shit, and we were all in the same bar, and yeah.
Oh yeah, I was there. I saw the tow trucks. Owen was making fun of all these people that were getting their cars towed. It was that's a great strip of San Francisco.
And we all
people
started
watch.
Yelling at them. Yeah, that was fucking the PayPal 14 fucking live. Yeah. All the lawyers were there, fucking, so it was legal. I still got that video, and that's awesome. Fuck. Am I seeing it? Fuck.
No, Vince just passed out.
Oh,
yeah,
I just had to tweet somebody. This dude that I know who's in a band and from New York just tweeted "Thank you, San Francisco," and I was like, "What the fuck? You guys played in San Francisco?" I had no idea. I would have fucking gone to their show instead of doing this shit.
Can't blame you.
I don't know.
Dude, maybe all I did was sit on the internet, Dick. Why didn't you say anything?
Yeah. Whatever. They people are saying I'm gay and I'm a brony on Twitter. It's not cool.
Well, just be nice to the ninjas.
Fucking ninjas, dude. They're fucking mean.
Oh, don't even.
They're so mean.
I will try to ignore that statement.
Well, today, earlier today, one of them, like, shot some fucking poop pellets. Like, what the fuck does that mean? That? Oh, I'm shooting poop
pellets. Straight up shooting poop pellets on your ship, bro. That's an act of war.
You guys do not want to take on the ninjas.
I'm not really trying to. I'm just trying to egg it on. I mean, Vince pretty much takes on all the small factions that end up outnumbering him, like 100 to 10,000 to 1.
Yeah, no, Vince is fucked if he...
That's why this time I'm trying to build a coalition, dude. I'm reaching out.
I've been saying this. We need something like the TGDN, but for trolls. I say we just call it the
TGDN. I thought that was what Anonymous... That's what Anonymous was supposed to be, right?
Yeah, but then it turned into a bunch of stupidville moral fags. Like, old Anonymous is all right, but new Anonymous is fucking gay.
Damn it. Fuck you, Hammy. I fucking agree with you.
I know.
It fucking sucks.
It really does. Like, everything's anti-bully this and anti-bully that. And that was... Bullying was Anonymous. Like, there was this great video of some cam whore getting drilled by people, like Anons, back in the day, where she just lost her shit. Like, how do you lose your shit in the middle of a cam whore show?
Hurts.
But she did.
It fucking hurts, but, I agree with some moral dagging bullshit, but no, it's gone fucking wussy as fuck.
Yeah. There are certain things I definitely agree with, but anymore, it's really ridiculous causes, and...
Yeah.
Everything's got a we pay attached to it, and it's like... Dude,
give us all your money!
Yeah.
Yeah, what are we, fucking capitalists? Fucking now?
Well, that's the best part about the Yan website. Who is on it, it actually, number one, it really doesn't take that long to get your website up and going. But number two, anybody who's done websites knows, like, if you've done even minimal research on search engine optimization, you know, the longer your domain's registered for, the longer it is, the better your SEO is going to be right out of the gate. And they registered for one fucking year. 1 year.
They
registered May 14th, and it's up next fucking May. So you can't really take them seriously.
Never have.
How much did they end up making off, like, all that shit? Like, they made as much as KY, right? Like, 60
grand? They're 60K, yeah. Yeah, no, it's fucking bullshit. And I don't know. It's not helping, like, the real people.
No. So it's kind of sad. Like, between that and KY talking all this shit about, I donated to help Anons.
$20.
Yeah, he did the same. I didn't know if he even gave any money to the Anon fund, but he gave $20 to Fatal. $20, man.
I love Fatal, but still.
Didn't brag about it. Yeah. Well, and it was all to try to get out of hot water. Like, own your shit, dude. You know, If you're going to get
yeah,
in and talk
got
a bunch 60K of shit.
And you gave 20 bucks.
Right. I mean, even if he gave $100, that looks 10 times
yeah.
better than kicking down the minimum donation. Or, like, I guess he could have given, like, $1 or $3. But at that point, that would have made it even worse.
Yeah,
been, like,
made
that's a slap in the
fucking
face.
Fucking pathetic, dude. Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's just me being part of it, but I don't know. Every donation that I've taken from Free Anons, I've repaid in Bitcoins.
Yeah, man.
I mean, as soon as I take it, I'm like, yeah, don't worry, I'll fucking repay it. And every time I have.
I wish I would have gotten on that Bitcoin train when it was worth $5 a fucking Bitcoin.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to have more than a few saved up, but yeah. Even then, when I borrowed from Free Anons, like, I borrowed $145 from my hotel stay, and I paid them back, like, 3.2 Bitcoin. And then the next day, it inflated, and yeah, no, they made money.
Yeah.
Balls to you!
Yeah, no, I thought it was going to be $150. It turned out being more like $450.
Very nice. High five!
This is where Vince just sits back and fucks with the soundboard.
Yeah, fucking soundboards.
It's just us three on here now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty
sure.
There's one other person. There's another person listening, but their hand is not raised. So if the other person listening, if
Mole SHIT.
If the person listening wants to join the conversation, if you want to talk, just press number 1 on your keypad, and there we go. Caller, who's this?
Yo, girl, what's good?
Oh, of course.
What's up, dude? Who's this?
Shmoop.
Shmoop. Fuck yeah! What's up, dude? Are you taking a piss on my show again?
No, that's
no,
me.
That's probably. what the fuck, yeah?
Sorry,
good, dude.
I'm going to take this on your show.
What's
you
going on, dude? What's
attended.
Going on? What's up?
Not much. Just hanging out in the tiny chat right now with people. I actually got word that someone was saying that I did swats or something in your chat.
I don't know. You want to see the chat log?
I mean, I'm not too concerned about it. Just freaking someone was like, oh, Schmoop did swats. And I'm like, oh, God.
Dude, people say all kinds of shit. You've seen my chat room. Dude.
I'm fucking sick of that shit, to be honest with you.
I've been hearing. I'll paste in the entire logs. You can look at them yourself. I don't know what happened. Honestly, I don't pay attention to my chat room. I just look in there every once in a while and see if people are spamming. That's all I do.
Yeah, I just been listening, just like freaking sitting in a tiny chat and pretty much not saying anything and watching American Dad, because, you know, that's how I spend my Friday nights.
It's not a bad way to go.
I don't know, there's nothing, dude, fucking, everybody's broke right now. Well, yeah, that's kind of how it sucks, dude.
Yeah, no shit.
And I just want to go have a chip out.
Too.
We should all come back to DEFCON and go with stuck in the elevator and get drunk again.
I know, dude, you know, I was telling, what's her name? Bipalicious. I was like, dude, we should have like quarterly DEF CON reunion. I think that
I'm down
cool.
to like, do that shit for like Christmas or something, dude. I don't even
yeah.
know.
Like every 3 months, like every quarter, you know, have a DEF CON meetup. I think that would be, or a Vegas meetup. I think that would be cool.
Dude, well, the thing is that what makes it worth it, though, is just, like, fucking, it's, like, every year, you know? I guess that's what makes it worth it, because fucking, dude, it was definitely dope just, like, getting to see everybody, like, in that whole fucking week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. All the exceptions. I get to see Mercedes, like, whenever the hell I want. I get to see Foleyville whenever the hell I want.
Yeah. And it seems like people, and Vegas is just like a destination. So you get all, I mean,
yeah,
I'm sure
everybody
comes
people, to it.
Yeah, everybody will come through eventually, at some, even if it's not DEF CON.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go into detail to say how many, like, everybody that I've met, but I mean, I don't even have to move, and like, usually people just come here and shit. I mean, it's pretty fucking dope living here, or like in California, because everybody comes to California and just, you know, because California.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, in the Bay Area, like, it seems like almost every couple of weeks, somebody's like, dude, I'm going to be in the Bay Area. I want to meet up, bro. Like, Manicorn came out here. And I was going to meet up with Manicorn and Elliot and Sicko and Mud. They were having, like, some barbecue thing, but I had car trouble, so I missed it. But he says he's coming back next month. Like, Manicorn is like, fucking gaga for Elliot, I guess.
Dude, wait.
Yeah.
Hold on. We got Schmoop on the show. That's the guy to ask about the fucking tour shit.
What tour
shit? What are
shit?
Your thoughts on that?
I haven't been keeping up too much. What's going on?
Okay, so the Dread Pirate Roberts dude got...
Oh, that dude who got fucking... Well, the thing is with that dude, like, that's not really even a tour issue. That guy's just sloppy, dude. I mean, like, if you're going to use tour... You know, it helps. But the thing is, if you're going to have sloppy OPSEC, then you're going to get fucking caught by the FBI anyway.
Well, what do you think about the theory that the botnet that's been operating has basically been hitting other nodes, hitting non-government entity nodes, so that the feds could basically track packets end-to-end?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't doubt it at all. I mean, like, what I've heard is Tor's a... pretty much 50% funded by the government, so it's just like I wouldn't be surprised if that happened at all. Besides, I've heard of the FDIC or using Tor servers to do DDoSes and all this shit. And I mean, I just stopped using Tor after I heard so much bad shit about it. I just use SSH now because I mean, considering that's the only thing that I've heard that's not compromised with VPNs even now. Apparently, the NSA can crack encrypted connections with VPN, so I don't even bother with using a VPN anymore. It just seems like useless to use Tor or VPN because the NSA can crack freaking a VPN, and well, there's so much bad shit about Tor, who the hell wants to use it, you know?
Right.
Dude, somebody wrote a pretty scathing article about Tor, and I retweeted it, and I haven't read it yet. I gotta find it. Oh yeah, this guy Barton Gelman said I just posted a 49-page NSA research paper on how to crack Tor, and he says patience, IO error, one more coming, and it's for the Washington Post. Yeah, it's a core research paper by the NSA, and I don't know what the fuck, but here I'll tweet it. It says the following document is a 2006 research paper produced by the NSA's Crypto Analysis and Exploitation Services Office. It lays out the technical features of Tor and proposes a number of theoretical and practical attacks, some of which the NSA developed and used in subsequent years. Among other things, the paper describes an NSA-written adaptation of Tor, indistinguishable from the original Tor client, which enables the NSA to gather intelligence inside the network. It also describes two kinds of denial-of-service attacks against Tor, codenamed Coil and Flower, which are used to divert would-be anonymous communications into open channels.
Wow, yeah, I'm going to have to go fucking read that then, because like I said, I was actually a big Tor user. I used to run, like, everything through Tor, even on my Droid. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to have to go read that. If you can tweet, I'll go check your timeline out when I'm back on my computer.
Yeah, I'm going to tweet it right now, and I'll link you to it. Dude, I haven't even read it. I just, and this is only, like, one part of it. So anything that potentially will make Jacob Applebaum's head explode, I am definitely on board with.
Yeah, because that guy, I don't know, I have a bad feeling about that guy.
Yeah, he's shady, bro. I think he's so shady. I mean, he's obviously a smart dude and knows his shit, but I just don't get a good feeling about him. I'm sorry.
Well, no, the thing is with him, dude, is just, like, how he is. And I mean, I've heard it from more than one person. It's just, he is on a tour project, obviously. He's a developer on a tour project. So the thing is, you know, he has other people do the work, and he slaps his name on it. And I guess in all reality, he doesn't know shit, and he just slaps his name on it and just belittles people on the tour project. But that's just what I've heard, I mean. And I don't see anything too bad on the Twitter, you know? He just is a shady... to me, he's just a shady character, though.
Yeah, the internet is full of them. You know, I'm guilty. People think I'm shady. People, you know, chicks think I'm a creeper. So,
dude, you got no fucking idea. I got, like people telling me that I swat and fucking, like, this Miss Amon chick. Like, I don't even, like, the whole reason why she's pissed at me is because of Bullyville and shit. And I'm like, where the fuck is this bitch, yo?
Dude, she will, like, when she has a target, she will give her any information about that target, and she will just pound it for, like, 50 tweets, man. You know, when she finds out, like, she finds out that Schmoop and Bullyville are homies, she just goes, oh, okay, oh, wow, they're friends? Okay, I'm going to tweet nonstop rapid fire for, like, 80 tweets just about Schmoop and Bullyville, you know? And then she gets distracted by, and then she some shiny object distracts her, and she starts going off on some other tangent. She's crazy, dude.
Is that Marcy or Sheridan?
It's Sheridan, who now goes by Miss Anon News. She got her either she closed her account or it got suspended. She's got a new one now. She was in my chat room earlier spamming a bunch of shit. I think she said something about you, maybe, Schmoop. I don't know. But you know what? I'm going to paste in the chat, and you can just look at it later at your per usual.
Maybe that was the chick who fucking talking shit. Yeah. Everybody's getting a little nutty right about now.
Yeah, dude,
I don't
it's
know
been
what
a,
the fuck is going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and it's been on that
course
for a while.
I don't know what happens. This happens
now.
Every goddamn time. When I go leave the internet for a bit, fucking, like, something bad happens. I don't know why, but this has happened every fucking time I've left the internet, even for, like, a few days.
See, you're not allowed to leave the internet, Schmoop. I think that's pretty much the lesson here.
Yeah, we need you.
You're the gatekeeper.
Yeah, man.
I have to take back for a bit. I won't go into detail, but I have to take back for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all good, man. Everybody, for whatever reason, everyone should kick back every so often. And, you know, what's
I'm
her name?
There.
That Miss Anon news chick, she seriously needs to kick back. I mean, that woman's nuts. Like, she makes Ron Reinhart look like Stephen Wright.
Damn, dude. Like, Ron Reinhart's kind of insane. But at least she's fucking funny. Like, this chick is even funny.
She's just.
Yeah, you gotta
real
give it to Ron. He is pretty fucking funny.
I love Ron. What anybody says, I think he's harmless. I think he's just, you know, he's so
he's fun to fuck with. Like,
he's
cool,
man.
So seriously, he's a walking soundbite and quote waiting to happen.
Yeah, but you know what? Honestly, he DMs me a lot, and he's a lot different in DM, dude. Like, he jokes with me all the time. Like, he acts all ragey on his open timeline, but at least with me in DMs, he's kind of like just jokes about shit. Like, he tweets me, DMs me about, like, Carmelo Anthony and how he's the best, you know, player in Knicks history and shit. And he laughs about a lot of the trolling and shit. Like, he's socially awkward, but he's still not blind, you know? You know what I mean?
Dude, the Ron Brynn fucking music video. Probably one of the best videos on the internet.
Yeah, I agree. That is pretty fucking awesome.
dude, when that was made, everyone was like, was that you shoot? Was that you shoot? I was like, nah, I didn't do that shit. And then I saw it, and I couldn't stop fucking laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fucking funny, dude.
Yeah, in fact, I think I should just retweet that video because it's...
Yeah, do that. Retweet that video. I lost it. I download it so I can play it on my shows next time Ron's on.
Yeah, it's a must. That guy, like, Ron catches a lot of shit. And, I mean, I still think the best is when you put him and Neil in a cage and let those two go back and forth. Like... You can't really get any better than those two on the same show, because I think that's why Ron does rage the fuck out on your show, which is pretty awesome.
I don't know. When I fucking let him have it when I was trolling him, dude, he was pretty calm. But, I mean, he had some pretty hard jimmies to wrestle. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I think he's gotten it a lot over the years.
I honestly feel funny, dude. He's totally funny. He cracks me up, man. I mean, he came out. He said, "You guys." He's like, "I'm sorry, I don't speak retardees." That's like fucking so classic, dude. Every time Rebel plays that clip, I pee my pants, dude. It's so funny.
I'm just glad he was yelling at me when he did it. Like, there it is.
Oh,
God,
this is such a good video, man. Oh, you guys don't even know how much shit I'm going to get. You guys have no clue how much shit I'm going to get for him for talking to both of you guys on my show here at the end. I guarantee you he's going to hear this, and at some point he's going to just – I'm going to get like 50 DMs about, I can't believe you're talking to both those blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, dude, come on, bro. Chill out, man.
Dude, Caddy was trying to, like, broker a peace agreement between me and him, and he was not having it. He was like, fuck him, Robbie.
Yeah, he hates you, dude.
Yeah, I guess I get it, but, you know, at the same time, come on, Ron, let's all be friends.
Yeah, Ron's like that creepy cousin that, you know, comes around every once to the family reunion at the barbecue, and you just kind of have to put up with him because he got mild Tourette's. But, you know, he really means well. What? What'd you say? Vert. Was that Vert?
Yeah, it was.
What'd you say?
I will definitely punch you in the face.
Oh, why? Because I said free Sabu?
Definitely.
Free Sabu.
My nigga. Free Sabu.
Free Sabu.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to tweet that right now. I'm going to wrestle some Jimmy.
You got to tweet 40 on for that. You got to tweet free Sabu 40 on.
Oh,
a hashtag, though.
Let's trade Sabu.
Fuck you. No, fuck you.
Trade Sabu for Jackal.
No, fuck you.
Free Sabu, take Jackal.
Do you really want to do this?
Come on, man. I kind of like Jackal.
You've seen me in real fucking life. I will fucking punch you in the face.
Dude, yeah, once you get off the phone with your
girlfriend. Have you seen me? No. She left me, so no, it's just you.
Little do you know is that the Federal Brothers are actually ran by a bunch of brothers.
Oh, yeah, brother.